beer because you can't drink bacon. This is the Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Copy Show for the real 200th episode of the Perfect Pour. I am Mikey.
If you haven't had enough of us yet, we'll do it 200 more times till you are.
That is the Nick 80.
And Matt, I'm here.
He's here. We're all here to talk about craft beer like we have been doing for 200 episodes. We're going to give you beers to look out for. We're going to listen to a lot of listeners. There's double voicemails this week. Ready, people.
Good. We don't have to do anything.
And we're going to talk about what we've been caught drinking. And we're going to celebrate 200 episodes and talk about craft beer news. All these things are going to happen, hopefully.
Just to pre-screen the voicemails, if the transcript mentions pitchforks, just skip over those ones.
All right, I'll try.
We'll be holding
the Google transcript does not do very well in the describing.
The two voicemail rule will be strictly enforced tonight.
Yes, very strict. Well, for our 200th episode, our real 200th episode, if you heard 199, we did talk about this, the beginning of the Perfect Pour, how it came to be. And the man with us, our special guest this week, was a big part of pushing the podcast forward and making it a reality. Because I wasn't convinced, but Mike had to convince me. And then the fortuitous of seeing Nick in that same week, gelled together. Stars, my crew universe. From Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Back. Welcome
also
back.
Also, professional craft beer drinker.
Yes. You're a double threat for a podcast. Yes. You are in the industry, and you're also a high-level beer geek, bigger than we are. Well, you delve in the areas of the art, craft beer arts that we're not that familiar with.
You don't want to go there, trust me. you guys are in a good spot.
We're normal dudes. So thank you for joining us. We're sorry about last week. At least I am. We went to.
I'm not. Yeah.
Wonder why.
Yeah, we went, in case you missed it, we went to Spokeasy and things didn't record. So, and wouldn't you know it, before this episode happened, during our tailgating session, everything was fine. Tailgate recorded fine. Then we switched to real recording and all of a sudden there's a buzz and went off on a 45 minute tangent to figure it out. So we can't do anything clean.
There almost wasn't a 200.
Yep, there almost wasn't.
Is that your first crowler pour?
We have a new.
My pants needed some.
New beer entering the show. It is the first. This is because it's the 200th episode. It's very special. And what are we having here, Matt?
We are having a General Sherman IPA out of a crowler.
The first time. This is the first crowler made by Tioga Sequoia?
With a label given to somebody.
Yeah. No. I saw the wrench with a crowler. He already posted.
I poured his after this one.
Okay.
I did that.
I feel better now.
Yeah. Yes. I made sure that happened. And we've got the Perfect Pour 200 on the label.
Yeah, look at that. It's on the label. All right. Baby.
Custom label.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, feels special.
Custom label that I smudged myself.
Yeah.
The Robo writer had a hard time smudging that, huh?
Yes, and this is the Sherman. Some people are calling it 2.0, but we're just calling it the new Sherman.
Oh, what is? I don't even know about this.
It won't make you cryo, but it.
We're using. We've not only integrated some more modern hops like Citra and Mosaic, but we are using cryo hops. Have you guys talked about that?
No, we haven't talked about cryos. Please, explain.
I didn't know it was a thing until last week.
Yeah, it's been things since last year. Really, the main reason why we're using it is the hops are fairly accessible to get in this cryo powder form, but they're extra strength, so we use less weight. You get the same alpha acids from what we're trying to execute with the hops that we normally use, but we get less weight, so that means we get more yield in the beer. We average about 750 gallons of Sherman a batch.
Is that all?
Now we'll be able to get 850 gallons.
Oh,
which is huge.
Man.
That takes
it a bit further.
Yeah. So pellet hops, they soak up a lot of liquid.
That's part of the
loss of the yield in the beers, is it's being soaked up in the pellets, where the powder acts different. It's stronger as well. So yeah, it tastes great too. That was the biggest thing. We wanted to find a way to integrate some new hops to kind of give it a new pop, a new modern aromatic aroma and taste, and also make more of it.
win-win.
Yeah.
Nice. Well,
squeeze the juice.
I have no problems with this.
I do not either.
Cryo Sherman.
Yeah.
The Shermanator. And of course, Cryo Crowler Sherman.
And of course, this drives the brewers insane. So they've tried everything that they can to test batch or integrate the hops a different way, or trying to tell the difference, see how they age. So it's not like we just said, oh, let's try this.
No, we've been evolving this for a good part of like 6 to 8 months. And we're finally at that stage where it's now every batch is starting to be this new addition of these hops, which is... I think is tasting really good. No complaints so far.
The numbers any different from the Sherman? The alcohol percentage anything like that?
Yeah, the only change was the hops. So yeah, the grain bill's still the same. Everything else still the same. So, but yeah, this is technically our 10-year anniversary year. And Sherman's been around for 10 years, so this is going to be a big thing for us once we start really rolling out the marketing with it. I think you got already a sticker that said 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I already got one.
Yeah.
We know people in the industry.
We've got a cool new Sherman glass that's going to be a one-off that people are going to want to get at our Steal the Glass promotional events with it. So. You guys will be getting one.
Yes.
Let it be known.
You hear that, Matt? We know.
The boss said so.
We heard it. Don't be like, oh, I don't know what happened to him, man.
I can't tell you how many times I've made it like just about halfway home and I go, I should have brought a growler, or I should have grabbed stickers for them. And I go, I'm not turning back.
Just know, just put in your head.
he's leaving the driveway. I've gone too far.
There's no going back.
Yep.
The gates are already closing behind me.
Yeah. The gate is motioning that it's going to close soon.
I'm in my car now. There's no way I could go back.
Air's on already.
No.
Tesla got cranked on the radio.
Tesla song is on right now. I can't leave. Forget it.
Just ticked off the restrictor plates. You know?
This is. I'm happy to have a tie. So everything. So Crowler system. To explain the new Crowler system you guys have.
So
exciting stuff.
Beers.
Yeah. So
second in town to have a Crowler system.
Yes. Yes.
Pine and Palm. Now Tioga.
I think technically. Well, there's a few breweries that haven't necessarily become full-fledged breweries that have them.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually got this from one of our employees who's starting a brewery probably within the next 2 to 3 years.
Oh.
So we're borrowing the one we're using. We're going to roll this out on Thursday. We're actually borrowing it. We ordered one, but it's probably about 4 weeks away.
Yep.
So we're borrowing one. We got our labels and our crowlers in already. Well, crowlers in tomorrow, actually. So we're rolling out early because it's American Craft Beer Week. And we wanted to have multiple special release things and cool things that we're debuting. So, we fill with tubes versus just pouring straight from the tap too, which
bottom up
should help a little bit of eliminating air pickup in the can.
Mm-hmm.
And the one we're using now is an Oscar Blues model, which a lot of breweries are using in California.
There's only like two models, basically, of growlers.
Pretty much. There might be another one.
Yeah, it's mainly just, Dixie or All-American or something like that.
And Mikey, just so you're not disappointed, these machines make zero noise. They do not explode. There's no loud screeching sounds.
Yeah.
You look at it, you're like, okay, this is going to make some cool noises.
Ooh, boring. Nope. Yeah.
Completely quiet.
That's why, somebody is on their Snapchat like, watch this, Crowler.
Watch this.
And then it's just like,
sparks are going to fly.
Yeah. Sparks. Yeah.
I can't.
Grinding that's, and metal.
Nope.
That's my one gripe about news crews. They're like, oh, let's get some audio and video of you pouring beer. And I'm like, pouring beer doesn't sound like anything. You got to add in
gurgle, gurgle, blah, blah.
Yeah. You got to add those noises in.
There's a job. I want to be the sound engineer. Sound engineering news clips for breweries. Yes. Dream job
I'm
right
all about
there.
That, dude. Let's go. New beer.
I'm still sipping on this Sherman.
Nope,
what are you
sorry.
Trying?
Nope, too late.
What are you trying to choke
down? You can't
down
drink anymore.
Yes. Okay.
Insert come to the dark side reference here.
I think this is a Nick. Nick donated this to the show, maybe?
This was a World Market donation.
Oh, Cost Plus World Market Fresno?
Plus Fresno.
River Park?
Yes, River Parkage.
Producer Vicky's former
Santiago.
Yeah, Santiago. I met that guy in person about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
It was probably, I think it was just before Fresno, actually, now I think about it. But he came from Bakersfield, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys know this guy fairly well?
From shopping at World Market,
He's a super cool guy.
He says he famously muled in Modern Times before it was cool by trading between stores.
Possible, He knows his stuff, for sure. Yeah. I had no clue he was a beer geek or who he really, what position he was when I met him.
Oh, okay.
We just randomly, me and my wife walked in, and he had, like, they were trying to, like, clear out some, like, furniture. These, like, I put my glassware in it now, but it was, like, a $400.
Like a hutch?
Hutch, but like a low-level hutch, glass doors.
Nice.
He's selling it for, like, $100. He's just like, you got to take this, you got to take this, like... I've been thinking about it for $100. I don't know if I can't pass this up.
We're getting closer to the yes.
And then later find out he's like, he knew who I was, I guess. And he was into beer. I just brought up, whenever I go places, I don't always say what I do or who I am. I just kind of
ask questions.
You
send him your business card, huh?
And I was just asking him who, about the beer, because I know that recently I've been carrying our stuff
They always have a nice display of your stuff,
and he was just like, oh, I love local Tioga. He's like, yeah, I know who you are. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like I didn't even have to say anything. It was awesome. And he definitely has some passion, for sure.
Yeah, so. He would love to see real cold doors our Fresno Cosplus location. Yeah. Cosplus. Mm-hmm. I mean that's how much he cares about it. He just knows it can't happen where he's at right now. But yeah, he would take care of it.
The cold door struggle.
Yeah, if there's anybody to take care of beer at that place, he would be the guy to do it. So
I did a quick little video on our Instagram at Perfect Pour Pod, a mini mart in Madera, and there's just eight doors of Budweiser, Coors, and Corona.
Each brand had their own door.
Yeah. Just gigantic doors.
Package of each brand had its own door.
And the big beer struggle is real. We talked so much about this on our now lost episode. It's hard to talk about it now, but and I know SD Beer Talk and 3B's kind of covered our look to SD Beer Talk and 3B Zine if you want to know what our thoughts are on all the stuff that's happened recently, as far as Wicked Weed and Heineken and and AB InBev shutting off the South African hops. Did Tioga use any? Have you guys ever used the South African hops?
We haven't used. No, we haven't used.
So it's not affecting you guys, or
like, no. But I mean, it's all, you know. I think the biggest thing is just the fact that it happened, and it's like, well, then they can maybe start to go to the northwest hops that everyone uses. You know,
yeah.
It's one of those sets of precedent, really.
Some mentionings of the on those shows, like, you know, what if they start going into Yakima Valley and start buying up stuff? Like, yeah, what? Right. That's just like alarm, it sound is, the yeah. alarm then. That's
the
like,
ones that the hops that are already built into brewers' recipes and forecasts and stuff like that. That would be huge.
That's
huge.
Scary.
You know, a lot of the South African ones are more of a test market, but you never know. I mean, New Zealand hops blew up a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, there's tons of new experimental hops that obviously we'd love to get a hold of. And it sucks that you don't even get the chance to experiment.
Like, no hops for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hop Nazis.
Yep. Cut you off.
AB InBev are now hop Nazis, as well as buying up as much craft as they can buy up. Which, it's tough. I had this sort of discussion with Rad Stacy that was lost, but basically her point, which I've seen now pop up out there in the beer geek community, of that people that are still will drink AB InBev buyout beer. The argument now, this argument of is, well, if you're going to be all beer geek guy about indie beer guy about your beer, then you need to be indie about everything. Like, you can't go to any Budweiser. You can't even go to a stadium that has Budweiser on it or that sells Budweiser products, or if you're going to be like that. And I'm like, and that wasn't Rad Stacy's point, but I've heard this point made out there in the community, the beer media community, of like people that will still drink Goose Island but are like, well, if you're going to boycott AB InBev beer, then you can't go to anything that AB InBev sponsors. And it's like, that's just really extreme. Like, that's just too extreme. I can compartmentalize the beer I buy very easily. Now, I educate enough to where I know, like, I know this is beer that AB InBev bought that is out to destroy indie beer, independent breweries. This is what they want to do, and I know which ones are which, and I choose not to buy those beers because I will be helping them. I don't think going to a concert that Budweiser is promoting is necessarily helping Budweiser. Like, there has to be a limit. I can't do everything. I think Rad Stacy's point was like, well, you then watch where your clothes come from, watch where your meat comes from, watch it. And like, I definitely agree, but the only people that can tell me that are people that do that. Like, somebody that there's this community where they're like, you know, if you're being a hypocrite, if you don't drink AB InBev beer, then you can't do this, you can't do that. And we're like, okay, if you can tell me that, if you don't do all those things, if you watch everything you do, and then you can criticize me and I will listen to you. But I'm not going to listen to somebody that doesn't care about where their beer comes from, telling me, making fun of me because I don't drink AB InBev products. Something I needed to get off my chest, I guess. Apparently.
Well, I think if you have the choice, will you make it, you know? So strawberries from Walmart or strawberries from the farmer's market, you know, auto parts from the local guy. Yeah. The parts are not made locally, but they're sold locally versus auto parts from the chain store. Like,
right.
I guess that's where you have to make the decision. If you have the choice, which one are you going to do?
If I'm educated enough to where, I mean, I'm not perfect for sure, but if I have the choice, I'm not going to choose I'm not going to choose a chain over local. You know, I go to Starbucks. I don't have that many, you know, It's I, you know, I'm a hypocrite in some aspects of life, right. But it, beer, I can handle beer. I can, this I can handle. I know enough about beer that I can handle it. I'll work on the other stuff in the meantime, but at least I know about beer and I can.
This is your jumping off point.
Right.
I think the, to me too, the thing is as well, like it's not like, there's a lot of good indie and accessible beer nowadays. So it's really easy to say, I don't want to support XYZ bought out, sold out brewery because there's, you know, right next to them is someone that's not, you know what I mean?
Right.
It'd be a different story if like you were forced to not have very many decisions.
Right.
AB bought brewery might be a little better than maybe XYZ local that's maybe not making the greatest beer right now. You know what I mean? But those days, I mean, they're not here.
Yeah.
Even in Fresno, they're not here.
Luckily, I have the choice. If I want to work at it, I have the choice. Though what scares me is when I go into any random, you know, convenience store and I don't really have much choice. And that hasn't, 4 years ago when we were doing this, it felt like, at least in town, like, oh man, doors are going to be changing. We talked about a starter kit door.
Yeah.
And at that time, like Ballast Point was there and Lagunitas and like, that's great craft beer door. That door hasn't changed now. And Lagunitas is still there. Ballast Point is still there, even more so. Mm-hmm. And that now it's like a mix. It's now it's this big beer. The starter kit door
took a different off ramp.
Right. The starter kit door is different. Now it's only half craft beer and it hasn't expanded into the rest of the convenience store. It's still just in this little, a lot of times I'll go into places where the only craft beer is in this little plug-in refrigerated plate. It's not in the main doors. It's like over here in this thing that's kept at like 70 degrees over on each side.
They're
like,
sweating in
like,
the box.
Like, here's your craft beer over here. Yeah. And that
in the window.
So everybody can see it.
Yeah. Here it is. Right here in the sunshine, the window. So 4 years ago, it felt like, oh, that's going to change. We're going to get more doors. And that just hasn't happened, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. We still have the same choices. We have to go to bottle shops. We have to go to Fig Tree Liquor, somebody that is actually conscientious of keeping stuff for beer geeks, and the other thing that scares me is going to restaurants that just now the taps are like, well, we've got craft beer, we've got Ballast Point, we've got Elysian, we've got Lagunitas, and now it's like they don't have craft beer now. That doesn't seem like it's changing. So it's now it's just very much just local. I have to go to the tap room, which I love going to tap rooms, but it's my choices have not really expanded when I go to a mainstream restaurant or mainstream store now, and it doesn't feel like that's going to change now. That feels like that's this craft beer movement of going into mainstream places isn't going to happen now.
Yeah, I mean, and we're definitely in a market where the big guys are bigger. They're just the dominant players. I can see that for Fresno. I don't necessarily see that as much in the Bay or SoCal, where you're limited to that many options. But here, yeah, I totally get that. And the only way, you know, we're ever going to fight it really is just by making that conscious choice and leaving those beers that, you know, to show them that no one's going to buy it type of thing. You know, it's hard though, because the most average consumer in Fresno County doesn't even know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
well, it's, as an example, the guys I work with, I would say nobody there's, I would call a beer geek, but there's definitely several guys that are have gotten into craft beer and done that thing where like once you get into craft beer and you can't really drink Budweiser, not necessarily because of a conscientious, like, I don't drink ABM, but just because like, oh, that's terrible beer now. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, majority of beer drinkers are just like, whatever, what's a beer I like? What's a good beer to me? They're not thinking about where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And we're still in this little beer geek bubble that we're very vocal, and it sounds like we're a huge population of people, but in reality we're not. We're a small,
especially in community, in our local community.
Yeah,
it's less, it's like 1% or less versus, you know, 10% other places. Mm-hmm. Which is still not the majority.
So I guess it's almost like this regrouping, and I am happy that Wicked Weed sold out, because it woke up a section of beer geek people that weren't awake before. Like, yeah. I made this on Twitter. It was like, it very much felt like we're the John McClane diehard, that us and SB beer talk and 3BZ and just a certain amount of beer geeks were just like, when all this started happening, we're like, no, this is bad. AB InBev is going to get us all.
It's not
going
to stop
and
here.
We're just like the one dude in the building. Not, like, yeah. We're like,
you'll all see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then we finally had to throw shit out the window and knock the cop car and go. And then they're like, oh, wait, something's happening up there. And we're like, welcome to the party, pal. So that's what it felt like.
You had to wake up Carl.
When this Wicked Weed thing happened, it was like, people were like, oh, whoa, Budweiser. This is like a thing, huh? They're like, yeah, it's a fucking thing. We've been talking about it for 3 years, asshole. But, all right. Sorry. That was from last week.
That felt like some passion. I like it.
Now we're back. Yeah. Now we're back to this week.
Oh, okay.
Right. We need more beer.
Let's beat this horse while we're still here.
Yeah, do it. Do it, Nick.
7 craft breweries that will never sell out. Oh. Are you ready for this?
Are we picking this, or you
guys? No, this came from the Full Pint.
The Full Pint?
The Full Pint.
Where decent news comes from.
Yeah. Okay. We'll just go for a simple yay or nay. See if we agree.
Wait,
okay.
Have they made a decision?
These are their predictions of breweries that will never sell out.
Okay. And we'll see if we agree.
I don't know this, but I know probably one already.
Okay. Yeah.
It's probably on there. I'll mention
it. I think everybody knows, the good old Russian River.
Yeah.
They said they'd never expand 2 years ago, and they're expanding. Yeah. So,
but
I'm not saying they'll sell, but I'm just saying they did go back on something.
Yeah. So here we go.
Did they expand to try and fight what's happening,
or did they expand to sell out?
Or well, they were just like, just we make enough beer.
I have no knowledge of what they're doing.
Anyways, so
Allegash River's one of them. Allegash Brewing.
I don't know enough about that.
Guess Russian River's on there.
Welcome
to the show.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Please have a seat.
All right. Louis is going to have a seat on Futon 55.
Okay.
All right. Allegash.
I think they're partially employee owned, I believe. Thanks.
They have that mystique that they were already.
Really?
Big beer to me, yeah.
Hmm. I know they're big, but I knew they were independent.
Are they beer?
You knew they were independent?
I can't say I've had much from them, or I don't really know much about them.
What I've had, I really like from them, especially when we were at Spokeasy last week. They had
having a get it.
They had a stout that was really, really good.
Hmm.
I'll remember it for Bin Cup Drink.
Yeah. I know they have their black ale, I believe. I've had
a sounds good
long
too.
Time ago, but I think Allegash White, or at least at one point, that's was a flagship. But
very common
now,
beer.
All I really drink from them is their spontaneous fermented beers, fruited American wild ales. Yeah,
how do you get those?
Well, I believe they're distributed around here. Yeah. I've seen a few places.
I've seen
pop up
some Allegash around here.
They come in that those little 500 milliliter bottles, I think. But I could put I'd put them on that list. I don't know if they're more not likely than maybe others.
It's not that time.
Sorry.
Gold.
There you go. Bordoff's a little drunk tonight.
That's all right.
So are we voting for each one, or how?
No,
that?
I don't know. You guys could do whatever.
So Allagash, Russian River.
I just thought it was interesting that, you know, I mean, obviously it's because of what happened a week and a half ago. This list came out, but I just thought it was interesting. The breweries they picked. I agree with 50% of this list, so we'll go through them quick. Allagash, Maui Brewing Company was the next.
I don't know if I'd agree with that one, but I don't know Maui enough.
Yeah, I don't know Maui enough either.
Well, Kona did, so.
So Maui's locally owned, and they're saying they're the Kona fighters in Hawaii. They're they're going to stay indie because of what Kona did and what Kona does to the area.
Okay.
Yeah, meaning, you know, bastardize the Hawaiian.
Support Maui Brewing.
Culture. New Glarus.
Yeah, I could definitely see them. They're naming off some big breweries too. They're not.
Yeah.
ABM would pay attention to.
Which means I bet this list is like who they're going to go after next.
Well, they're like reading.
Way to go, guys. Like,
way to point them out.
Portfolio. Yeah.
Well, it seems like a couple of breweries that did sell. It seems like they've always made a press announcement. We're like, well, it's not. You know, we've ripped up checks before. It's not, you know. So some of these other breweries were listing. They probably could have just opened up. Oh, hey, AB sent us a check. We'll just rip that up. Type deal. Please sell us your business. Here's $1 million. Nope.
Here's a signing bonus.
All right. So we talked about Russian River. Ooh, Sierra Nevada.
Family owned.
Yeah, they've been trying to get bought out.
Okay. No way.
They even put family owned on their six packs.
Right on the top of the can. Yeah. Even the cans.
Have they said that somebody's actually seriously approached them?
This is before all the buyouts, I believe, were happening. I forget who I heard it from, but I've heard talk that they've been trying to buy a lot of breweries, from what I understand.
Oh, Sierra's been trying to buy beers.
No.
AB. Yeah. And they actually tried it, took a run at Sierra. Sierra was like, you guys are funny.
Yeah. Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
All right. Well, obviously, Stone Brewing has to be on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, okay,
moving along. Snickers at that.
Was that seven?
Three Floyds.
Oh yeah, they're metal, dude.
They're metal. I guess they're metal. That's their MO. Don't sell out. Their MO is anti-establishment.
Metal people don't sell out. Yeah. That would end the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Bet that would cause some fires.
That would cause set the beer world on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I could agree. I agree with all those.
Yep.
That's a guarantee.
Let me quote them directly. It may not be big enough, but society
will never sell out. That's a direct quote from the headline. Will never.
Modern Times should have been in there.
I'm shocked that wasn't. But what does that mean then? What do they know? Or what do they not know?
I forget the owner's name for Modern Times. You guys reference it?
It's not the beer Jesus?
No,
assume the beer Jesus.
We just assume the beer Jesus.
I don't know the.
I forget his name, but he gave a speech the last California Craft Brewers Conference in, I think, I want to say November, about this buyout. And it was like a good 10, 15 minutes on
why it's
not good. And so, yeah, I can definitely agree to Modern Times as being never selling out.
Well, we have a new beer. Ooh, yeah. Thanks to Greg at SD Beer Talk, something I thought we wouldn't get.
I knew I should have taken this box home.
Yeah. I can't believe we got this, too.
Switched the wrong
box. It was still semi-cold when it came via packaging. I don't know how he did that.
Well, no, I put it in the fridge at work.
Oh, okay.
I was walking.
I thought it was still cold from sending it.
I was walking somewhere, and Cruz, he's all here. He tossed this box in my hands, and I was like, I'm going to put this in the fridge right now.
You were walking away from Umi lunch.
There we go.
First time canned. San Diego's Virgin Beer Company.
Wow.
This is a first canning release. They did that this week. This is only a few days old.
Despite it being juicy, I actually like this beer.
What's it? Citrus smell?
What?
Citrus smella?
Citrus smella.
Oh, this is good. The 3B Zine Boys were just talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They went through the tasting niche questions, and this came
out. The nose on this thing is insane. I mean, it's definitely citra on the palate, but the nose is just like, what do we do?
Too bad it's cloudy.
Nick is over New England beers.
I'm over New England beers.
We talked about it. No, who talked about it? No, it was me and Bert. Sorry, co-worker.
Somebody important talked about this.
Somebody important. Bert.
Fieldwork has me you covered. Bert. I will read the description later when we get to.
Looking out for.
Damn it. Let's just go to looking out for beers and get on here. I'm going to hear all these looking out for us.
Mm-hmm.
What else culturally as we enjoy this?
Smithfield, which is a brat company, sausage company, they have a craft collection, which they're using some a limited edition Denogonizer bratwurst. So I think that's pretty cool.
Say limited edition bratwurst?
Yeah.
What you say?
Yeah, get them while you can.
Yeah, limited edition brats. Yeah,
do not age these.
Indie brats.
Put them on the grill quick.
But I know Fresno State will do something like that, but we got to. That needs to be more of a thing. I mean, beer paired, or not necessarily paired, but incorporated into food is definitely a thing. But being able to buy a prepackaged, it's kind of cool.
I steam my crab legs over Whitney.
Nice.
Oh.
I've got to do the Walking Marietta tri-tip thing this year.
That's good marinade.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Would you suggest doing it all overnight or just like a couple hours?
I would go for the overnight. I mean, are you okay with having that chili?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'd go overnight.
All right. You hear that, chew your beer? You want to get that, marinate that overnight.
Marinate your pork butts.
Your Walking Marietta chili beer, marinated overnight with your pork butts.
Pork butts.
And then another news story we talked about last show that didn't get recorded was that Speakeasy announced that they're back in business. Their business deal sounds kind of weird. They don't quite exactly explain who bought them or whatnot. They just say that they're back in business. Cash. But the weird factoid that they give out is that they retained 8 employees during the transition. So 8 people can't run a brewery that size. So I don't know if they're going to re-interview people for jobs they had or if just start brand new. But they say that Speakeasy will live another day. And since they're retaining the Bay Area location, they're still saying that they were established over 20 years ago or 20 years ago now.
Was that their way of firing one guy?
Yeah,
shut it down.
Shut the whole place down.
We can't get rid of Ted. He just won't leave. So, hey, Ted, we're going out of business.
So,
see you later.
He's like, oh, okay, finally. He
walks away. We're like, shh.
They have an article.
He's gone.
We're back.
Hey, we're open.
So they were only closed for about 2 months. The article's on Full Pint, but it's like I said, it's very vague. They talk about a distributor. But the distributor makes it seem like he was just like, oh, they've always been here and influential to the city. So it's like, does the distributor own them? Does a private party? That's weird. And they only mention 8 employees. So that, like I said, it's still a bit fuzzy, but they're back. So I'm happy for that.
Yay.
I know a few people freaked out that was the part of the bubble burst. If, Speakeasy can go under, but hey, if you owe people money, that's something to worry about.
That's what happens. Yeah, don't owe people money, man.
Yeah. It's scary.
It's not cool. Don't do it.
But try not, if you're trying not to sell out, don't necessarily try to go out of business because you're not selling out. There's probably a medium in there.
A happy medium.
Happy. Yeah.
Agreed. What else? Anything else?
6 Point is refreshing all of their formulas.
New York 6 Point? All of them?
Sounds all like us. All of the formulas.
Yeah. All of them? That's kind of weird.
The biggest one yet. This comes from Who's Craft.
Biggest yet.
She says, check this out. And then you go to 6 Point.
Hey, check this out.
And it says, all the beers are reformulated, tweaked the hop character, incorporated some new hop strains. So I guess it's all about the hops these days.
All about the hops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, dude. That's why all the pills. Ladies love the hops.
Man. They do a raw and juicy. Look out.
Raw and juicy.
A double IPA. Gypsy. I've never seen. Oh, is that resin? That might be resin.
Yeah,
resin double IPA. Pills. They got some pilsners now. So look for new 6 points. Not that we've had them so often, we'll remember what they tasted like.
I was a regular resin guy. I like resin.
Mm-hmm.
Resin's solid. Everything's 6 points.
I know Jake from State Farm can easily find 6 point when he does his South Val.
Ooh, we need him more often.
Yep.
In Bakersfield?
I think so, yeah. He's brought me a can more than once.
What?
And never makes it to the show.
He's brought me the can. Huh.
Might be from
Sac. Try harder next time, Matt.
I thought it was all in Sac. I know it's in Oregon. So that's where I've been able to get it on this side.
Six point? You've gotten 6 point in Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They have 6 point in L.A., Bakersfield must be getting it from L.A.
Yeah.
Bakersfield.
God damn it. They had Modern Times before Fresno.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's documented how
That's how we used to get it.
All right.
Yep. It's cost plus via cost plus. We had to get it. I had to get it at the end of cost plus.
This poster is staring at me.
Yeah, is there your bag of tricks?
You got any tricks in there?
Yeah.
Beer news.
All kinds of.
I see Mikey getting ready to hit the voicemail button. That's why I jumped in there.
No.
So, I've got. You guys obviously are familiar with Rush Day. Did a podcast.
We did a Get It There.
Number it was.
The original Get It.
But we have now also created.
Everybody in line was looking at us like, what the
fuck? What are these guys doing?
What are those guys doing?
Can we sit back there too?
Yeah.
No.
No. No, you can't. Okay. Media.
So we've created last year we started a day called Lightning Strikes, and that's when we do our Barrel Age Midnight Lightning release.
Ooh.
And that's happening this Saturday, May 20th.
Exclusive.
We've got the
exclusive to Tioga. Can only get this at Tioga. You can't get this at Pine Palm.
Nope.
Only Tioga.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, it should be a good turnout. I think last year we had people showing up like at midnight, crazy.
Ooh,
crazy
same as rest day.
Yeah.
They'll come in, they'll have a beer, then set up their chairs outside after we close.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, but the weather's a little better.
Better now than rush day.
Better weather than rush day.
It was cold. These guys are crazy. I get there about 8 o'clock, 7:30. I'll kind of say hi to the line, and like for rush day, they had like this like portable heater, and everyone's like they had music blaring, and it's like a party.
Dang. Yeah,
it really is. It's not like they're just.
But
out
you can
there
do that downtown themselves. Fresno because ain't nobody else down there.
The first day I'm divorced, I'm down there. I'm all about that. I'm in there. Finally, I can wait in the beer line.
That's the only time the homeless people are like, "Hey, keep it down over there."
Time to sleep. They're getting in. No, they're getting in line. Like, what are we waiting for?
I'll get in line.
Got any more of them burritos?
Yeah, I'm sharing too. Here's some 2020 Mad Dog 2020.
I got a good deal on it. I got a guy.
There's fry in line. Can't tell if hipster or homeless.
It's a fine line. I saw one in Madeira that confused me. I was like,
"Here you go, sir. Take my change." I don't want it.
He's like,
"Wait, I make more than you."
I'm like, "All right, well, you look like you need it, bro."
Sir, I just made $80 in 5 minutes.
Oh, good for you.
I make more than you. What's the barrels this year for the Lightning?
So, let me see if I can jog my memory. So I know the vanilla bean.
Okay.
Specifically.
That's the one that people lose their shit for.
Aged in 1776 bourbon barrels for over 2 years. Good like call. 26 months,
ooh,
which is I the longest we've ever aged Midnight Lightning.
It was either you or Matt talking about this barrel age thing. Like, it was the first time you guys are doing something. Like, we're going to see what happens, and then here we are.
Yeah, no. It's
2 years it's
taking
later.
Off. And the cool thing, I think, for me, because I'm obviously, I like to drink beer outside of Tioga, and I do it as
what?
A
hobby you and drink a passion. Non-Tioga beer?
But we've actually, I mean, just kind of trying to take myself out of the scenario of the position I'm in and what I do for our brewery. But there's some really cool high demand for our adjunct barrel aged beers. It's pretty awesome. I mean,
you look on the trade
boards,
the trades.
I see people posting stuff.
That's
really
awesome.
Good stuff. So it's a proud. We've turned this into something that I'm very proud of, and it's exciting to see where it's going too with some of the stuff that we're doing. So, something that Fresno Yay. And Fresnans can be proud of.
Yes, Fresnans.
Yeah.
I've heard of them.
Way yeah. better than
so the vanilla bean, that's what that's All the right. barrel we're using. The others are using Woodford Reserve.
Nice. Do you have one okay. back there?
I have a batch one regular Midnight Lightning.
Regular.
Batch one. Oh, it's regular.
It's regular.
You got one of those at
I
home.
Guess.
The original. Let's say that. The original.
What started it all?
What went into batch one barrel aged Midnight Lightning is what I have a bottle of.
Wow. Well, yeah. we'll gladly drink it if you want to open it up.
Yeah. Whatever you got in your bag of tricks.
And
over
speaking
there,
speaking of rare Tioga beers, and during our tailgate, we had the, as far as I know, the rarest of rare Tioga beers.
Pretty damn rare, yeah, because we didn't sell it.
Something that was given to us by you in the early stages of the Perfect Pour. Yeah. Parabba Jabba? What was it called?
Pacamata.
That's a different beer.
Oh, okay.
Pacamara. Yeah. The infant stages of the original Rush Hour. Yeah.
As far as probably the last
that was probably
bottle
it.
Of that. We just had it.
Yeah,
no, I don't know anymore. And there's one quarter of it left.
Ooh,
if you would like a taste, write
us
a letter.
The coffee kind of fell out.
We can pour in vials.
Send your letters to P.O. Box.
Oh, we have a P.O. Box now, just so you know.
We'll send out samples.
Send it to 2037 West Bullard, number 153, Fresno, California, 93711. Mike C. at The Perfect Pour.
We'll be handing out tasters at the Firestone Walker Invitational.
Are you guys going?
No.
Oh, we never
We'll be outside the gate.
We don't get to go
outside the gate going, hey, yeah. You want a taste of this?
Hey, we'll have a table outside the gate.
Rarest Tioga beer in the world.
Rarest Tioga.
My girlfriend's in there. Lots of people's girlfriends are in there.
No, but she is.
I love gold.
Yeah, you do. Airheads.
No, that's Wayne's World.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of people's girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Always pouring it. It's all silky smooth.
Need to clear out a glass.
Mm. Oh.
The beer that spiked it all. Or yeah. sparked.
So this beer also won first place in the Russian Imperial Stout category at this California State Fair last year.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it went up against some heavy hitters. I think second place was the Nothing by Smog City.
Okay.
Have you guys had that?
No, we haven't had it.
I forget what was third, but there's at least 60 entries from
that
category.
And that's... Usually in beer categories, you see anywhere from like 20 to 35, maybe 40. But when you can beat out of 60 beers, that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
This is OG Midnight Lightning.
OG. Yeah, you know, it's funny. All of our original high gravity beers, they all came out super high gravity with 12%. I think what was Smoke Chaser the first one? I think it was like upwards of 13, and out of the barrel was like 15 something.
15 or something crazy.
Yeah. 15.
So we've dialed it in since the first batches that definitely had some booziness to them.
Yeah, definitely had a here goes nothing.
Yeah,
I'm like getting that booze off of this really right
oh,
now.
Oh, ages has mellowed that out.
It's mellowed it out.
Yeah. As we're talking, 2012. I got the date on here somewhere.
Thirteen.
Is there, yeah, early 13.
Yeah. Yeah, because this was Todd Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
And I had started working there. I remember all three of those being 13. Brewed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Smoke 13. Chaser.
Midnight. I think I still have a bottle of the pilot batch of this that
damn.
That we did for our first year anniversary in 2012. Yep. So, downtown. Of course, I'm speaking downtown.
And oh, the one beer we could never live down, 250. That was the other of the three.
Oh, yeah. That was the first. That was the original Tecumseh.
Yep.
Yeah, batch 250.
I think they're... Oh, you moved the Tioga bottles.
Yeah, they're
yep,
over there.
There it is.
It's up there. Batch 250. Yep. Tioga cigar. All the original bottles. We're looking at the bottle wall now. Well, this Glorious. Is good.
Man.
I'm enjoying it.
I can't tell if it's just because how it's aged or if it's just because... It's truly, at this time, it was something we didn't do. Well, I mean, not that we brew it year round, but it was like we did one or two batches and that was it. Now we do it, a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's just how it's brewed differently now or if I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what I'm tasting. That's what I'm getting at.
It's the age, I think, I'm. This beer fresh is a little bit more roasty.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously when it's young, you get a little booze to it, but this is just mellowed out. You got really dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
The roast is mellowed out. Definitely. There's virtually no booze, like you said. And this was the boozy batch. It's just a really beautiful beer, I think.
And
it's perfect for aging.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Pick up one today, Saturday.
Today.
It's Saturday. Go down there right now. The homeless have already beat you to the front of the line. You can still get in there.
Your job is...
They wait in line every night.
You'll be all right. Get in there. Don't worry about it. Well, we obviously have voicemails, but we have emails in lieu of voicemails, and we're jam-packed because... We saved them for 2 weeks on purpose because it was a totally on purpose that we did that. It wasn't a mistake by me at all.
Orale, to your beer here. And guess what? It's been an awesome celebrational week, Jose, starting with May the 4th be with you with like Star Wars Day.
Yeah, what a celebration. Yeah, that was like right yeah, before yeah. this.
A couple hours ago.
Yeah.
Juanito.
Juanito.
Papa. That was amazing, Holmes. Watch a couple of Star Wars with the kids. Put up a big ass fucking 10 feet by 6 feet mural on my little boy's bedroom essay to basically cover up a bunch
How'd
of holes.
How'd you do that? Two?
That was amazing.
How'd I miss this in last week? I mean,
celebrating Cinco de Mayo, eh? We had like watched the fight. We watched like two Mexicans fight, but I don't even know why we paid for it, Holmes. I could just walk outside and get that shit for free, Holmes. Amazing seafood spread. And we had in a crazy assortment of Mexican beers here, like Coronas, Pacificos, Dos Equis, Modelo, Modelo Negra. It was an amazing fucking weekend, Holmes. And then to top it off, ese, guess what?
What?
We're celebrating 200 episodes of The Perfect Pour.
Oh, man.
Chew Your Beer is excited, and he's happy, and he's very proud of you guys, eh? 200 episodes of fucking drunkenness, madness, hilariousness, just amazing. You guys are fucking feed me people, Holmes. The community from fucking Fresno, L.A., to San Diego, to Florida, even to the fucking... To Europe, eh? Speaking about Europe, Ed Winters, ese, I heard your voicemail, Holmes, and you talked about wanting Pliny. I want some Pliny. And also, I want some Hitty Top or like fucking, what the fuck, bro? What the fuck? What about Chocotazo, Holmes? I didn't hear you say anything about Chocotazo. And just because of that, eh? I'm gonna send you a bottle. And then you won't want the other two, S.A. Once you have Chocotazo...
Just because of
that. It's like, once you go black, S.A., you don't go back or some shit like that, Holmes. So guess what? I'm going to send you one, eh? And guess what? You're going to have a little bit of Mexican in you, eh? You're going to have a little bit of Zach's Brewery in you, S.A. And you're lucky enough to get some Scotty B all up in you, Holmes. And maybe a little bit of Greg, but I don't think Greg is like... that big, Holmes, so at least you'll get to tip, S.A. Other shit, Holmes. Oh, you know what? Talking about the Cross the Pond and Ed Winters, maybe you guys can answer this quick question, Holmes. I've been really into watching, like, King Arthur and, like, Game of Thrones and The Last Kingdom and shit like that, right? Like, medieval knights and all that. And when they, every time they keep asking for an ale, they get this ale in a wooden cup and shit. And that shit looks so fucking delicious. Yes, like, I want to drink back. It. So what beer out there that I can purchase, S.A., that would represent that same ale they drank in that era, Holmes, in the medieval times, S.A., or Middle Earth, or whatever you fucking call it, Holmes. I want to drink that shit, S.A. I want to, like, I want to wear, like, a chainmail over my Dickies and my jersey, S.A., and walk around my neighborhood, Holmes, with my horse and my sword, S.A., and, like, be, like, fucking, like a crazy-ass fucking Mexican knight, S.A., like, orale! I think, watch you, I'm going to go get my AOA, some shit like that, Holmes. Other than that, man, just congratulations on 200 episodes. I'm fucking proud, S.A. Proud, S.A. The first thing a Mexican can really be proud of, like, you know, accomplishments, Holmes. We don't accomplish this is a the lot first of thing. Shit. But, you know, this is a good one, eh? So I can put this one in my books. Orale, this is Chew Your Beer, and I'm out, eh? Oh, this is Chew Your Beer, and the 2,000 episodes makes... this year, cool. What are you? I have to watch your
piece 2,000 out. Episodes.
Yeah, 2,000.
Eggs and waffles.
2,000.
It's pronounced eggs and waffles.
Thank you.
Eggs and waffles.
How's it going?
You guys, yeah. Right? So
happy 200th episode, guys. Woo! Killing it! 200 episodes of bullshitting around. Yay!
We're not bullshitting. Yay! Come on.
This is
Come
business. On.
Anyways, serious. I just wanted to piggyback on something that Nick had a question about on the last episode. And he was wondering what's the next greatest thing after shower beers. And dude, it already exists. It's a beer spa, dude. It's in Oregon, and it's called Hop in the Spa. And you can have, like, massage and bathing treatments with hops and barley. And I really think the three of you should go on a boys' weekend out to Oregon and go to the Hop in the Spa and have a nice little, you know, cutesy boys' weekend together.
Cutesy.
What do you think?
Guys, let's have a cutesy weekend!
And have an awesome time today. And continue loving what you guys are doing. Bye.
Well, we already don't have pants on, so see what...
We podcast pantsless. I hope that's okay. What? I hope that doesn't change your listening habits at all. I used to like them, but they podcast pantsless, so I stopped listening. Would you go to a beer spa? Mike, would you go to a beer
spa? I think I'd try it out at least once.
Yeah. It's in Oregon. I mean,
yeah.
Could you imagine, like, instead of
family in Oregon,
so. Instead of the eucalyptus oils, like you get in the spa and it smells like hops. Like you're,
as long as I have a beer,
you're brewing yourself.
Are you in the
I'm in the whirlpool.
The whirlpool. Yeah, double.
Oh, if I had to pick a stage of brewing, I'd be in the whirlpool.
Which stage did you want to be in?
Mashing in? Are you the mash?
Yeah.
You mashing in?
No, I'm in the fermentation. I'm just in there just for like a month.
You're all about the yeast?
I'm just in there meditating for a month. Just all.
Chill, bro. Chill.
So sleepy.
So sleepy.
Perfect pour. This is Edwin from Arizona. Calling to wish you guys a happy 200th episode. I listen to you guys every week. You guys are awesome.
Well, I'm not
ever. If you guys are ever in Arizona, hit me up so we can have a get it.
Yeah.
And one last thing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Edwin, I have family in Arizona and Phoenix, so I plan on going. Actually, I'm going to go in October because that's when Blade Runner 2 comes out. and another podcast you may have heard of called Get Off My Podcast. We're going to do a special episode in October because of Blade Runner 2. So awesome. I'm going to be in Phoenix in October.
Really?
Cool. We get a week off.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. No weeks off for you.
No weeks off.
I'm going to go to Arizona Wilderness. I have told Trent, I'm like, nice. When next time I come to Phoenix, we're going to Arizona Wilderness. No hands, no questions. I don't care what we do, but we're going there. So,
nice. You need to try and hit up Rinhouse, too.
Rinhouse? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard of Rinhouse.
We're probably doing a collaboration with them.
What?
Summer, yeah, so.
You guys don't do collaborations.
I know, this is the guy that he's a part owner. He's a fellow beer geek, beer advocate, and we've been trading back and forth.
Oh, you've been trading with the Rinhouse guy.
Yeah. So they're in Phoenix, too. So you should hit them up.
All right.
I will drop him a line, and he'll take care of you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I like being taken care of.
Yeah, I know a guy.
I'm in the street, sorry.
Just show your press badge.
Yeah, I was just showing that.
You made that with Sharpie, sir.
Well, still it's a badge, right? Still technically a badge, huh? See, big Mike, you're a big trader.
Sir, so do you have a permit for this?
All right, do you have more than one beer fridge? Do you have just one beer fridge?
I have... Three dedicated beer fridges.
Three dedicated beer fridges.
Not including my...
That's two more than the perfect
one. Wait a second.
Well, I guess you include... It's four if you include my work one. That's a little small, small
fridge.
I keep my lunch in there, too.
Next level work fridge.
Those are the ones you're not worried about getting stolen out of. You're like, yeah, this is good.
It's behind lock and key.
Hopefully no one... Oh, it's locked in there.
In my office. Yeah.
Yes. Oh. We always check his door handle. It's like, he locked it. He locked it.
Oh, it's open. That means right.
The beer's
that
free.
Means
that means
it's
the
okay.
The beer's... Yeah.
Wow.
Guys, please. I'm right behind you. I can see what you're doing. You're
like, no, you left it unlocked, right? It's okay. So you have three beer fridges at home.
Yeah, I've got I call it my on deck fridge. I've got
my on deck fridge. This is my on deck fridge. This is like I could drink anything from this one.
Yeah, it's usually just go in, my eyes closed, and pull a bottle, and I'm good.
Wow, kind of thing. Yeah. Eyes closed.
I've got my American fridge, which is
American fridge.
American.
Murder.
Mainly
got all kind of flags on it. Oh, dude.
Barrel aged light lagers.
Yeah, it's got one of my Budweiser.
That's your all your ABM beers.
Your Beechwood,
all Beechwood aged fridge.
All Beechwood aged. Hey Budweiser, need some of your Beechwood barrels, please.
Your aged barrels.
That's not how we do it.
Well.
But you said
not what you said. You said. You said.
Beechwood aged. Where are the barrels at?
Where are you aging that beechwood? Man, what? So, is there a daily, like, does your UPS driver know, like, just, like, look the other way, basically? How many packages show up jacked up at your house? Like,
So I don't, I've only had one, and it's the worst story ever. I've only had one bad delivery experience with beer that I've traded. I think I've logged like and half of my logs before they even started doing this the logging on Beer Advocate, but I probably have at least 75 trades under my belt, something like that.
Man.
Which is I've seen people with
I've
hundreds.
Had two.
I've seen people with hundreds, so I'm not nearly as active as some.
That's a other. Soft two.
Yeah, soft two.
But it was the worst ever. So I've also been collecting lambic from the year I was married, 2012.
Oh, wow.
And I traded internationally, first time ever international trade, for a magnum bottle of a Cantillon 2012 Goose. And it came in. The guy did not prep it right, and it was broken.
Oh!
And I was so pissed off. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So, not only is it so hard to find this beer, but the amount of work it went to make it happen, and that's it. So my only bad experience is probably my worst experience because it's probably the most desirable beer I wanted to
Cantillon get. And it was broke.
And it was the year I was married, which is which was that sentimental value. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and those beers you can age up to 25 years. So,
dang.
Yeah, you know, 25 years from now, if I don't get one between now and then, it's like I could have.
You're still that, looking out for beer. Yeah. Preview of Mike's looking out for.
Yeah.
No. I don't think I have not had a Cantillon beer yet.
Well, you should have told me.
I've early get it
next time.
Request. I gave you a request option.
I know. Yeah. I didn't think Cantillon. I'm thinking Tioga request.
Well, I know early spoke days. I've walked in. They're like, oh, this is Cantillon. I was like, green bottle, messed up label, whatever. Try it.
Green bottle, stupid label.
Drunk guy leaning over, whatever. whatever.
But I mean, so just for those that may have never heard of this place, has anybody opened a 25-year-old bottle, or they just say this should last for 25 years?
I haven't had that old of a Cantillon. When I was in Brussels last year, I had a 1997, so it was about 20 years.
Yeah,
from Dreyfontaine. It wasn't Cantillon. It was another real high-end lambic brewer blender, and it tasted really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you definitely, once you get to that age, you get oxidation. You can't help it. But you still get that funk that I really like on a lot of lambic beers, which if you have you even had any lambic or goose from Brussels or Belgium?
No.
So next time. Next time.
I'll bring you. Episode 300.
So episode 201. My cruise will be on, so everyone listen for that. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
If this actually records.
Yeah. Too soon. Stu's dad, Exo Perro, on our Facebook group put in like a picture of like a person hitting record.
His finger just hovering right over it.
And Matt just perfectly replies, too soon. I don't know what you're talking about. Everything was fine. Everything got through fine. It's fine. We're all
it's
fine.
Here.
We're fine. We're good. It's fine.
It's fine.
Hey, Perfect Pour. This is Greg from Alt Brew Show, the other podcast.
Oh,
The San Diego Beer Talk.
Right, the not San Diego Beer Talk.
Yeah, this is that one.
Never heard of either of them, actually.
We talk about San Diego beer all the time.
That too.
Yeah, but anyways, congratulations on 200 episodes. Shit happens, and I'm glad that you guys are redoing it in your actual home base in the garage.
That's way better.
On Friday.
This is way better.
Where we belong.
They record on Fridays.
Totally on Fridays.
Yeah, that's today.
Not today. Safe. That's a day.
You're right. It's a day.
All
right,
well, congratulations anyways.
This is the kind of dry humor you get on Alt Brew Show. If you ever want to listen
Alt
to
Brew
us,
show. Put that in
well,
your
congratulations.
Podcast,
seriously, we do two episodes a month, so it's going to take us 100 months, which is like
two years. The amount of time we have.
9 years or something. I don't know, but anyways, we'll never catch you. Congratulations, guys! And I did send you guys a few care packages.
Yes, you did.
Hopefully, Matt didn't keep all the beer.
Matt. I don't think he did.
Anyways,
what, Matt? Congratulations. You keep it all.
And we'll catch you guys next time. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Cough it up. What you got in your pockets over there?
We got more. We got more from Greg. Fortunately, it's not within my reach, but we'll get it. Thank you for those email voicemails. Now it's time to do other stuff with voicemails.
You guys ready for another beer, too?
Yeah.
Pop it open. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. And we have lots of voicemails because nothing happened last week. So for some reason,
can't you just edit those in?
Edit those in and now go ahead. Yeah, no, you got to listen to him, bro.
You got to have that voiceover commentary.
Perfect Four. It's son of, what's his name? Lumber Jose.
Oh, hey.
What's up?
Just son so of you Lumber guys Jose. Are aware, I'm going to call again. We have a good voicemail and a bad voicemail. So, which do you want first?
Huh? Bad voicemail.
Good news or bad news? Huh? Can you guess? Let's do the good one first. We'll start on a high note. I have a very important question on this high note. If I were to park my bike in the bike rack made out of the former Perfect Four refrigerator, is it a get it? Huh? Is it a get it?
No.
Have a good work, guys.
It's not. It's not a get it. If our we have talked about our beer fridge being made into a bike rack, and if you park your bike rack or park your bike
you
into
your bike rack.
Park your bike rack into your bike rack, then that's not a get it.
What'd you call me?
A bike rack into a bike rack.
No, that's not a get it. You gotta have a person, a human, an earthling, or somebody that listens if they're not from Earth. I suspect that other planets can get the frequency of the podcast, so it's possible this is interplanetary podcast.
But. I just want to know what the hell that tapping noise is in the back of his
voice. What was
that? It's
that was
every
freaking
time
me
it's,
out. I started looking around the room like, where's that tapping?
Who's tapping?
From? Every time he calls, it's that. I don't know if there's somebody hammering in the background.
He's a clockmaker.
Yes.
That's what happens when you're a clockmaker.
We
bro.
Got something going around
uh-oh.
Here that's insanely
Mikey's gonna hate this beer.
Insane color.
Uh-oh. Do I need a palate cleanse? Palate cleanse.
For Mikey. What do you mean? So
that was a joke.
Oh, okay. So have
he doesn't know what it is yet, but he'll fall in love as soon as he sees it.
From what I remember, I don't know if it was the last time or the first time I was on, I popped Mikey's cherry with his first sour beer. And then I believe you opened your first Sarah beer with me as well. That Bright Sea Blonde, right?
I believe
that bottle's up behind me right now, right up there.
Yeah,
yep, that's it.
I think I might have had. I'm pretty sure I not those kind of Sarah, but I was at the brewery before that. But I just drank their IPAs.
Their IPAs. Yeah. So this is from Sante. It's it's called Sante. Appreciation. And this is their I believe it's raspberries.
Raspberries. Ooh, I see that.
Boysenberry, sorry.
What boysenberry?
Boysenberry. It's probably my
seen this bottle.
Three beer that I drink from them that I just love.
Wow.
It's so beautiful.
They make
made.
This rig
jammy.
Like they
make it about once a year. I was able to get not only my membership bottles, but I went.
Oh, you're a member at Sante Dios.
Mm-hmm. You name your dog Sante, you get a leg up on the list.
So when you come there, they know. I'm assuming you've done the industry thing. Or like, bro, let's bro out in the back room, bro out. With
I didn't
the tanks.
Do that right away, though. I've been going there since about 2013. I didn't do it right away, but I've met the owners at conferences and you know, networked with them a few times. Adair's the one that usually goes out, which is part of the name, Sante Adair's. And she's super, super nice. I mean, you probably one of the sweetest ladies I've ever met in the industry that runs a brewery. That's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, since I became a member, they treat me right. It's awesome. You know? So they're good people. And I don't just know them. I know a lot of their, one of their main bartenders, Jay, first name basis. We, you know, hang out, talk whenever I go visit. But yeah, they're really good people. I love this brewery. It's my home away from home from Tioga. And,
I'm going to be there in about a week and a half, I think. So I'm going to be staying in La Selva.
Awesome.
Which is right there.
Yeah. So you're going to swing by?
Alvarado. Hopefully Alvarado and Sante Dares will be on the table.
Cool.
Hopefully. Yeah. Have you been there Alvarado Street yet?
I've only been to the one in Monterey. I haven't been to Salinas.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but they've got great beer. I mean, oh, they're
the jam right now.
They are the jam, and it's unfortunate. I mean, I think I've had their beer in the past, but just the past like year and a half, 2 years, they've blown up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody from Fresno can get Alvarado Street here. Sacramento gets Alvarado Street cans. Mm-hmm. Somebody here could do it.
Yeah, you just got to drive up and go get them.
Well, without me having to drive more than 5 minutes.
Well, I'm saying...
within 5 minute radius.
I'm saying a retailer could go drive there and get it and bring it back here and sell it.
Mm-hmm. That's legal? Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We got them say so. Coming picking up our beer all the time.
You industry people say so. I don't know.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
What's up, Paul?
Just kidding. Perfect pour. It's Diamond.
Diamond's back.
Yeah. What's up, guys? I just wanted to call and congratulate you on making 200 episodes. Bam, man, bam, bam, bam. Awesome.
Maybe, probably.
And I just wanted to let you know where I've...
Oh.
That's either the hardest troll in the world or...
You should have known that, Nick. Well, you've already heard this.
So, what I've been doing, guys, I bought up all the pre-buyout ballast point that I could find, drank myself into a coma. I've recently woke up, and it was Bell's Hop Slam season, so I've been drinking that, which I bought a lot of until Oberon season from Bell's was available. Season. And then, after I drank all that, I had some Founders KBS.
We have that here.
Had it.
Also, some other things I've been drinking... there's the hero pack that's got like anti-hero and a bunch of other stuff from Rebel Brewing, I think, out of Chicago area. One thing I haven't drank still is a Rebel IPA.
Good.
Never heard of it.
You guys haven't because I haven't heard anything about it either.
We haven't done it.
We
had a variant that was slipped us a Mickey
on making 200 episodes, and to the guy in Michigan, there is another Michigan guy, me, Diamond. We need to do it. Get it.
Get it.
I live
single cam,
and lower Diamond
Peninsula,
the lower peninsula,
the two. And to that guy from Ohio a couple weeks ago, maybe you haven't heard of Founders or New Holland or Bell's.
Obviously,
the Midwest does have good beer. Just wanted to let you know. But congratulations, guys, on 200 episodes, and keep up the good work. Bye.
That's like the most sober sounding I've heard Diamond. I'm glad that Diamond called. Like, he was one of the people where, like, what's going on? Like, why? What happened? What happened? And Diamond was one of those people.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. 200 Wednesdays. Can you believe that?
There could be a get it.
I mean, Fridays. Sorry.
There's a Great Lakes community of Perfect Board listeners. They could have a get it.
Hey guys, it is Paul.
That's a real Paul.
Is it?
Calling you from the parking lot of my kid's school.
Okay, it's Paul.
kids' school parking lot report.
Because you're going to be having the biggest party the world has ever known.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Shit, man, 200. That is a work of art. I've been listening since the 70s, I think.
It's pretty good.
So, wow. I feel like we've grown up together.
All our bumpers, Paul.
Anyhow, you're going to be having a raging party. That's fucking fantastic.
Yep. It was so much of a party we forgot to record it.
I was in my local tap room / bottle shop, and I saw six packs of Half Dome from Tioga Sequoia.
In the bay?
How about that? Yeah. I asked how the hell he scored those, and I didn't quite get the full story, but it wasn't like they just showed up in a truck with some convoluted, interesting turn of events.
Yeah. It's your beer club guy.
Fontana James in town.
Oh. That's the only way you
got a text from him saying that he was up in Santa Rosa, Russian River, and then was on the way to field work, but here's the thing, what I realized, I'm always putting the word out, like, hey, if anybody is in my area, you know, get a hold of me so we can have a get it. But what I'm realizing is, if you want to have a get it with Paul from Fairfax, you got to give him like 3 weeks notice. Yes. Because it's so fucking impossible for me to get childcare and the rest of the shit that I need to do in order to actually make it happen. So, yeah. And I know there's a line of you just waiting to have a get it with me. So
yep,
that's
there
the deal.
Is, dude.
Get hold of me 3 weeks in advance, and I'll be able to meet you for a beer. All right. Well, congratulations, you guys. I hope you're rip-roaring it up. And if this doesn't go until the next week, then fine. I hope you rip-roared it up.
That's
and,
fine.
And hope for another 100 more. All right. Talk to you later.
That's Jesus. It. Just 100
Keep up
more.
The good work.
Yeah. That's all we got left.
Cheers, Paul. Thank you for Cheers. Everything you've done for us, Paul. Very much appreciate it. And yeah, when you're in the Bay Area, want to have a get a hold of Paul. You got to email Paul. If you need his email, then contact us and then we'll forward you his email because he's very responsive on email. And you know, Facebook tells you whether someone's responsive to their messages. Yeah. Like, yeah, this person's very responsive. Paul's very responsive to his emails.
Sometimes so. He sends me emails just to rub things in. I'm just like, thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
By the way, I'm having this beer right now. Thanks, Paul.
Paul has been integral
hey,
to where we
Big
are
Dog
now.
Hey, Perfect Pork, Big Dog in Buffalo, calling to say hey. You guys were talking about Revision Brewing last week, and saw something in the Local Beer Geek page here in Buffalo about an ex-Kneedeep brewer opening a place here in Buffalo. I don't know how many ex-Kneedeep brewers there are running around, but... I would seriously welcome some true West Coast IPAs if that is the case. I'm kind of hoping for that. Anyways, I also want to let you know I'm going to be all up in the Californias in a couple weeks. Headed into San Diego for a couple of days. Going to drink all the beer at North
Carolina
Company.
They don't have any
beers. Then I'm going to be heading north up towards the Bay Area.
Shouldn't go there.
And then eventually going to the Firestone
Walker.
Yeah, get
some Timber. They got Timber
Beer Fest on June 3rd. So any other Perfect Pours listeners showing up, let me know. And maybe we can have a little fest get it. You know, we'll get some of that barrel-aged 805 or something like that. Not sure if I'll make it to Fresno and say hey to you guys. But anyways, keep up the good work. And cheers. Bye.
You don't like Yosemite? You want to go Yosemite? Come on. Come to Fresno. We'll keep you. You can have a base camp here for Yosemite.
That's Stuart's dad for people that don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Exapero, Stuart's dad.
Stuart.
We have a lot of excellent beer from Exapero in the fridge right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So watch out. He's in California. Be careful. Careful.
He will drink your beer.
He'll drink your beer.
Hey, you're going to drink
that? Not around. You San Diego people, have a get it with Exapero.
Perfect Pour. Hey, it's Evil Circle. So just want to give you guys congrats on episode 200 and let you know I passed through the Fresno area this past week and met up with Roger at Palm and Pine and have to give cheers up to him for letting me in there, have a few beers, a few tastes, and a couple crowlers on one of his off days. So there guys get a chance.
He opened it up on an off day.
Check out Palm and Pine in Fresno, California. Also want to give a cheers out to Matt at Tioga Sequoia.
Who?
Stopped by there earlier in the week, and he was so gracious to chat for a few minutes, but it was a busy night, some event was going on, but cheers out to Matt.
As
and,
always.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Some event. Tioga Sequoia, some event's going on.
So we had a benefit on a Tuesday, which is something we don't normally do, but it was a good benefit, and he walks up and he's just like, I kind of figured you guys would be slow today. It's a Tuesday. And it's like, not today. Today we are rocking.
Well, apparently there's constant events.
Yeah.
So. I saw you guys are open on Monday this week. I was like, what's happening?
Yep.
No. That's not right.
We're getting our feet wet.
Some of our original regulars were like, yes, it's now the slowest day of the week. Yes. We can go and feel comfortable.
They're like, oh, the original people are like, we liked it when nobody liked you guys.
That's, yeah, exactly.
It's for the day drinkers that deny they've been drinking all day. It's like, oh, it's my first beer. It's like, you already cleared out two different happy hours. We know.
That burger place doesn't have beer, does it?
Charburger.
Charburger.
No. Tater tots and beer? I would never get any work done.
Tree of Life right next to it's about, I think, getting a beer license.
Yeah. Uh-oh, so, look out.
Yeah.
And then, once Zach's opens up, it's just going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to just look out from Zach's with my beer and go, ah, look at Tioga.
And I'll look right back at you. Yeah. Go, yeah. Hey, jerk. Hey, over here.
You drinking over there? Me too.
Hey, guys. Can you hear?
Hey, guys.
Speaking of.
Scotty. Yeah, Scotty B.
I want to let you know that I do plan to make an appearance for the show.
The tonight. Show. He did.
And, I'm
he
not going to be drinking because I want to see if I can be Mikey's Uber driver.
Yep. Scotty B is an Uber driver.
It'll be fun. It'll be nice and fun.
Fun.
And also, I wanted to do a dramatic reading of a timeless poem that many have seen written on walls and laboratories. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I guess.
Here I sit, all brokenhearted. Tried to shit, but only farted. Then, one day, I took a chance. I tried to fart and shit my pants. How'd you like that?
Classic Scotty B.
Huh?
What a classic.
Great work. It's
gotta be. We couldn't have an episode 200 without Scotty B. Thank you for coming to Spoke Easy for our Get It last week, Scotty B. By the way, Scotty B. What would the beer scene be like without Scotty B?
What? How's it going? It's your boy Mark Wahlberg.
Ah, Marky Mark.
Hey guys,
Mark's calling.
Yeah. I say congratulations. Yeah.
He does this all the time.
How's your mother?
Hey, that's pretty impressive. That's almost as many movies as I've been in.
Yeah.
You know? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey,
I had an idea for a new movie, and maybe I could produce it. It'd be
all right.
Mark Wahlberg in the Kraft Brewery Buyout.
Buyout.
That's what
it's just called Buyout. That's a cool
Boston,
name
course.
For a movie. Buyout.
And then ABM Dev comes in.
Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, Mark.
Buyout.
You should.
Buyout
yeah, like, my name's Mark in the movie.
Buyout Burger.
You should sell out to us, you know, give me millions of dollars. And I say, what? This is Boston. We don't sell out. That's not what we do. That's not what we do. So Optimus Prime comes in. And all the Autobots and Bumblebee and even Decepticons come in. And they all kill him.
Decepticons?
How's that? Isn't that a good movie?
Sounds like a really good Mikey Mark.
So, anyway, congratulations. 200 episodes. That's pretty impressive. I mean, it's okay. But it's not anything I've done, but it's, you know, it's pretty good. I just want to let you guys know that, we really enjoy listening to you over here in Boston. It's great. So, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mikey Mark.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
It's nice that the celebrity calls the show for our 200th episode.
Hello, Nicholas, Michael, and Matthew. This is the pretentious beer geek. I cannot believe
your also, podcast. Also, sounds like comic book episodes. Guy.
It does not make sense to me. Yeah. You guys should only be talking about really rare, hard-to-find whales that you have
whales, bro.
Somehow lasted 200
already had them.
It makes no sense to me.
Had a
so
crab-a-jabba hey, something from
you know
Saga's car.
I don't have to stand for this. Anyway, congratulations. 200 episodes.
Yeah.
Big Tomato 5.
Yeah.
Drink some 805
and a 5 to celebrate.
We'll barely check the fridge, but I'm not sure we'll find it.
Sure, we'll find an 805.
Yeah. Beechwood barrels 805.
Beechwood age 805. That would be something.
Perfect pour. Hey guys, a big cheers to number 200. Wow, I can't believe you guys are already to 200 episodes.
Yep.
I know.
Just like yesterday.
Myself, I've been listening for over a year now, and I think the very first episode I heard you guys was when Lagunitas sold 50% of their company to Heineken, and Mikey went on a rant for pretty much the entire episode, and that just got me hooked. ever since then, I've listened to you guys loyally, every Friday when the podcast comes out. I've sent beer to you guys. You guys have spread the word of my United Craft Beer Forum, which I greatly appreciate.
On the Facebooks.
You guys have done a lot for me, and I hope you've enjoyed the beer and enjoyed my voicemails over the last year and a half. So, cheers, guys. Here's to 200 more episodes. All right? All right, guys.
Cheers. Thank you, Fortis Steve.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Fortis Steve, for all that you've done for us.
Mm. No, you weren't supposed to open that one. I was going to take it home.
Oh, sorry, bro. It's yeah, open now.
You seem so sorry.
I'm so sorry. From Greg from SC Beer Talk, this is Pure Beer Brewing from San Diego, California, Diamond Dust IPA.
This has been one of my favorite breweries from San Diego. It's the most recent.
Since this is a special occasion, I think we should do the ABV game with Mr. Cruz here.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's test his skills.
I'll be the okay. I'm looking. Okay. I know what it is.
You're the
now. Nobody else look.
All right.
So you can't look at the ABV. You got to taste it and tell us where you think
nail it. Right. You got to nail it, Mike. Your beer geekness is on the line.
We can describe it. You know, whatever we need to do.
I'll cleanse the palate.
Cleanse the palate. Get proper.
Oh, it's juicy. Son of a bitch.
Juicy.
That's all they've released so far.
Hard to tell then. That actually disguises the
ABV. Yeah, the juiciness disguises the ABV.
But their can art is pretty phenomenal.
Oh, the cans. Pure Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego. XL Perro better go to Pure.
Yeah, just if you don't visit us, at least check out Pure.
So many things in San Diego. When's the last time you've been in San Diego, Mike?
You know what? I'll be honest. I was going at least once or twice a year. Probably 2012, 13, 14. I haven't been since 14.
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's holy shit. Yeah.
Was that
you
beer camp?
Overdue for San Diego.
All the beer comes to
Was that?
Was it beer camp?
It was shortly after beer camp. Yeah. I went for San Diego Beer Week. It was like November 2015. So maybe that's when. No, 2015. Sorry.
Dang. 2015.
So still 2 years. A little over 2 years. 2 years.
But, all right. Let's see if he can get. All right. Matt, do you have an ABV guess? Matt is usually very good. His sommelier training comes in well.
My sommelier is wine.
oh, yeah.
I'm a Cicerone CBS.
Cicerone certified, training. Yeah, sorry.
Certified beer server. I'm going to say 6'8". That's my gut.
All right. Matt says 6'8". Nick.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to undercut him 6'7".
He's Nick's going to six, seven. The Price is Right route. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
that's a big thing. 6'8", Bob. Game.
That's the rules we follow.
So, obviously it's a hoppy, it's an IPA. That's the only thing that we can all
doesn't say double.
Say double, yeah.
Is there any descriptor you can give us on there?
Let's see.
You can throw out some hops, maybe some grain.
No, not really.
They don't do nothing. Just it contains beer,
pretty much.
Okay.
For optimal flavor, we recommend that you store this beer cold and drink it at close to the date bottom as possible.
And it's an IPA, so we know the cap is 7.6.
Yeah,
not a double.
What do you say, Mike?
I'll go 7.1.
7.1. All right, Nick, you nailed it.
What?
6.7, bro.
That's a rare.
Damn.
Nice. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Point one off.
Fucking A. Right.
Yeah. So it wasn't so much I knew what it was. I just wanted to beat him.
Undercut him.
What a jick.
Mm-hmm.
No, what this a
drinks,
jick.
This just actually drinks really well.
Man, I like this is nice beer.
I would have honestly guessed like
pillowy
6%. Like 30, that's how smooth it is.
No, I agree. I wanted to go lower too, but But a 37
IBUs.
Yeah, so I see that now.
Shoot a little higher.
I never realized that before you said that. This is hiding it well.
Now, yeah. I don't know English words. Sorry. Is that cashmere or cashmere?
Cashmere
outside. It is real cashmere making this beer.
It's cashmere.
It's probably pronounced cashmere, but it is phonetically cashmere.
Well, he's Led Zeppelin, so.
Cashmere. Yeah. Well, that'd be a K, not a C.
Okay, then there you go.
Wish you a happy
200th show. Rich. Rich is back.
Cashmere Mosaic.
I don't think I've called in since your 100th show, but I still love you guys.
It's good to know Rich is still there.
About the Wicked Weed buyout. The wife and I stumbled on that place a few years ago. It was pretty world-class. For shame. Anyway,
for shame, Wicked Weed.
Great to hear you guys, and here's the 200 more. Aloha.
Aloha. Oh, mahalo, Rich.
Hawaii.
I know. We hadn't heard from Rich in a while. And from Diamond and Wild, we're like worried about them, but
there's still an APB for Craft Trucker.
We just need, I forget his name, but the trucker, yeah, we just need him to call
Craft Trucker has not called in for a long time. A long time. A couple years. Where is the Craft Trucker people?
Perfect Pour. This is Cody from 3B Zine.
Whoa!
Yeah. This is serious, guys.
I just wanted to call and say congratulations on 200 episodes. You guys are great. You guys have been a huge inspiration for us and a lot of other beer shows and other podcasts throughout the world. So keep up the good work. Just wanted to call and give you guys a big congratulations and a voicemail style high five because I can't do it in person. So keep it up. You guys are amazing. And cheers to 200 more episodes of those silky golden voices playing in cars and stereos and headphones.
That's you.
All throughout America. You guys are great. Congratulations. Have fun tonight.
Okay, go on.
Cheers.
Yes.
3B Zine.
3B Zine.
Mm-hmm.
I love 3B Zine.
Burgers, beers, and burgers. That's what it stands for.
They've pretty much, when I first started listening to them, they're just as much a music podcast as they were a beer podcast.
Yeah.
Now they're just like, oh, beer, bro. They know. They're like, this is where it's at, beer. But
Perfect Pour, Eric, the Beer Father, calling in to wish you guys.
And that, speaking of another
congratulations
podcast
on 200 episodes. I was gonna try to meet you at Goldstein's, but figured it was quite a long.
We were
trip,
there waiting so for you.
Yeah,
California.
We're still here.
Goldie's.
My wife ended up having to work that night, so couldn't work it out. Maybe someday when Disneyland gets that Star Wars park, I'll get out to California to visit. But anyway, speaking of Star Wars, Mikey, I never saw. What did you drink for May the 4th be with you? You know, I was drinking.
It wasn't until the end of the day.
Watching some Lego Star Wars with my kids. Had a great night.
It's a good day.
Sun Crusher by Revolution, you know, for the Uber Star Wars geeks out there, Sun Crusher is a deep reference, but I digress. What I've been drinking lately, we've been drinking a lot of Microphone Brewing out of Elk Grove Village.
I don't think we've had a Microphone.
Killing it in the area. A lot of great IPAs and great stouts. And to kind of celebrate your momentous occasion, I'm going to be sending a box with some Microphone beers that we've been enjoying out here.
What?
Hopefully, I know it won't make it on episode 200 because you guys are at Goldstein's, but in a few
yeah, we're totally there.
Hopefully you can drink some of the stuff that we've been drinking the last few episodes and enjoying lately. So I just wanted to call and congratulate you guys on 200 episodes. Look forward to 200 more and many more after that. And as always, keep up the good work, boys. Cheers.
Beer with Friends podcast. Listen to them. Thank you. We're almost caught up to this week's voicemails, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
We're almost there. We're getting there. We're there. This is it.
Hey, guys. It's Matt Tacoma. Congrats on episode 200. Hope you're having a fun live podcast.
Super live, bro.
I'm up here drinking the Super New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Juicy
Gypsy
Arena IPA.
9%.
So I could read it.
You nailed it, Matt.
It's pretty tasty. It's pretty tasty. It's not bad. You know?
Yeah? Are you there?
I love it.
What happened?
Highly recommend getting your hands on some.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Oakshire, Hellshire Day last weekend.
You got stuff going on.
Hellshire Beer Fest Imperial Stella.
Mm-hmm.
A big party on Saturday, a bunch of guest taps, best beer of all, you know, all the West Coast breweries. It's pretty amazing, man. Such a good, tired of drinking five-star Imperial Stouts that you say this one's okay, and your buddy just spits beer on you because he thinks that's outrageous. Yeah, Hellshire Day.
You're outrageous.
You guys ever find yourself in Gene, Oregon? Best time ever. Other than that, you guys, you know, nothing's really grinding my gears up here. It's 72 degrees up here in the Seattle area. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Hope it's not too crazy. Well, I hope it is too crazy. I like the deleted episode. I haven't said that. The deleted episode is one of my favorites.
You liked last week's.
Anyway.
You and only you.
Keep up the good work. No, that was it. No.
That was it.
Bad in Tacoma.
The deleted episode.
Yeah, it was so good. Are we doing all right? And now we're cut up, man.
Oh, this I don't even know what to do now.
Now it's fresh and new. You ready? Fresh and new voicemails, guys. Super fresh, super new.
I'm just going to record Bob and Tom laughing.
Am I the 10th caller?
15?
Congratulations from Taplin.
Oh, Taplin.
What the hell?
It's chicks. I heard a girl.
Chicks, man.
Chicks, bro.
Fontana Jim, spread the love. Congratulations, guys.
Woo! Thanks, Fontana Jim. Wow. Thanks Taplin. For getting girls on the show.
Yeah.
It's like, God, we need more girls on the show.
Never happens.
Not enough. Just not enough. Taplin's. Have you guys been to Taplin's?
Nope.
Me neither.
Mm-mm. I haven't been. Guys, can you hear
Scotty
me?
Scotty B.
Yep. I'm driving. Hey, it's really a shame what happened to that 200th episode.
Nothing happened to it, bro.
This is it.
Because I was there. Hope I didn't jinx it or anything.
That's what Bell said.
You know, I know I didn't touch Mikey's equipment. Not that I don't want to touch Mikey's equipment.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Right.
But right. I don't know. I know I was there and I could have jinxed it or something. Never know. Anyway, I was just calling just to have an excuse to mention Mikey's equipment. So, I'm sure the actual 200.
I really need to be more of that.
Everything you do is great, and keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Scotty B. We're getting there, guys. We're almost done. Episode 200. What the fuck, Scotty B? What? What now?
Any Perfect Pour listeners that are in SoCal know that I'm going to be at Monkish at 1 p.m. Sunday the 21st.
There you go.
They're going to get together.
1 p.m. Get it.
2 days.
Just show up at Monkish from 1 p.m. That's when they open. I'm going to be getting some beer to bring back to a certain special someone.
I don't know if we've had Monkish on here.
But yeah,
Matt.
Yeah, so we can have like a get it Matt. Junk. That's like fun.
It sounds fun. It's gotta
be. Monkish, 1 p.m., 21st, it's a Sunday. It's gonna be great. That's all I called in for. And, there's one more thing I wanted to say. Keep up the great work. And I'm driving.
Scotty! There's going to be a Get It at Monkish Sunday, 1 o'clock. Be there. All you SoCal people that all talk about having a Get It. By the way, we're not having any Get It's here anymore. I'm over it. I'm over Get It's.
You're over
it? I'm over it.
You made it up.
Oh, that guy's doing a Get It. I'm over it. No. Over. We're like, you know, okay, we didn't promote it that well.
Oh,
we didn't. So, for the other episode 200 that we're going to have at Spokeasy, we're on 199, we're like, we might have a Get It at Spokeasy, so you may want to go down there. We're not so sure. Follow our social media. And then our social media was like, we're having a Get It at, we're going to Spokeasy. Everyone come to Spokeasy. We're having our first public Get It. Go to Spokeasy. 3 fucking people were there. So fuck you. No more Get It.
Oh, damn.
I would have got it.
I would have got it.
Well, maybe we'll have
perfect it. Paul. Ed from Wales, currently
Ed
in
from Houston. Wales.
Happy 200th episode Thank birthday you, again, because last week.
No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, I wanted to phone up to say thank you to you lot for 200 episodes, and thank you to Florida Jim, because I've had some Pliny. He managed to get me some Pliny to my hotel in Houston, all the way from his place, and I sat down in the sun, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Nice.
So that was great for me. I've never had it before. I'll probably never get the chance again. So thank you, Florida Jim. And keep up the great work, everyone.
Wait, is it Florida Steve or Fontana
no,
Jim?
No, it was Fontana Jim.
Okay.
Florida and Jim.
So,
I like Florida
he's
Jim.
He's Wales, whatever.
Wales, bro. So he was in Houston. He was like putting it out to us. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, I've never had a Heady Topper. I've never had Pliny. I'm gonna be at Houston. Could any listeners somehow get me one or both these beers?
Yeah.
Fontana Jim comes through and gets him a Pliny. So that's pretty rad. Because of the show, somebody
Wales had Wales.
Wales, bro.
Yeah, you know I said that on purpose, didn't you?
It's last voice
been along with Fontana Jim, because I think I said Florida Jim.
Yeah, you did.
Fontana Jim. Thank you very much. I won't keep up the great work because clearly I'm not capable of great work. Cheers.
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 The one thing I catch, he corrects himself. God damn it.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
name. We got songs now, Mike. We got bumpers.
Yeah.
You all right? Everyone
tell.
Okay?
I could tell.
That was it, man. We caught up.
Woo!
That's like.
I'm here.
Everyone. Woo!
Seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, seventh inning stretch.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
Play some AC/DC.
All right. One other email I want to go before we move on, before I forget. Guy Craig emailed us. This is really one of my
other European listeners.
Yes, one of our other European listeners. This is one of the favorite things that. For me, that has happened during the Perfect Pour, and this just happened. So guy, he's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes to France on business, and he has a group. He's like in charge of this group of people. He has a little window of time in Paris. They're in Paris. He's got his coworkers with him. From listening to the show, he knows Tasting Niche.
What?
Oh, Tasting wow. Niche runs. You know, can give tours in Paris, does whatever. She's a craft beer guru in Paris. He knows this. So he contacts Tasting Niche and says, hey, I've got a group of people. We're in Paris. Do you think you could help us out with something? She gives this group a tour. So he hooks up with Tasting Niche because of the Perfect Pour.
What?
He comes to Paris, hooks up with Tasting Niche. Niche gives his group a full-on tour, has an amazing time. Niche shows them the time of their lives in Paris, all because of the Perfect Pour. So,
wow.
Well,
making things happen.
Because
internationally known.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a Paris get it happened.
Oh, way.
A Paris get it.
Oh, wait.
Guys.
Oh, yeah. So you're back into the get it is what you're saying.
Now I'm back. Now like, get it's are awesome. Yeah. I love get it.
Somebody okay. Try to top that. Come on.
So.
American get it's out.
Out. American get it. Yeah. Get-its. Yeah. I'm going to have a Paris get it.
Paris get it.
So thanks, Guy Craig. Thanks. Thanks, Tasting Niche.
Wow.
Just really, that's going to be, it's going to be hard to top that. It's one of my favorite things. So,
looking out for,
we're going. We're getting there, guys.
Looking out for, looking out for beers. Looking out for, looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Oh, it's Matt's voice. He's like, what? I was like, is Paul?
I thought I was
hearing like a new Paul voice. I was like,
he added a voice and you didn't know it.
Looking out for
who did these for you? Curious.
That
That's Paul, the one guy called. He's all, "Hey guys, it's Paul." Yeah. That's the guy. He did all of those bumpers. Yeah.
Wow.
He's a one man band. Records them all and sends them to us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'll tell you one I'm looking out for. It's from Tioga Sequoia Brewing. It's called West Coast Vermonting. It's got a super, super cool looking label.
Never heard of it.
Looks pretty rad. It's a double IPA. It's cryo hops.
It'll make you cryo.
It's our first good double way. IPA.
It's got Simcoe and Mosaic. And it's coming out in June. So I'm looking out for that, guys. I don't know if you guys have heard of that beer at all.
Whispers. Whispers.
There's whispers.
Yes. Yeah. We walk by the tank often. Whisper sweet nothings to it.
Have you had a little taste out of the tank? A little something.
Yeah,
a little
yeah,
brewer's yeah, taste. Yeah.
We're
a little boss pour.
Boss pour.
That's tailgate conversation.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's. I'm excited. This is. So this label was created in collaboration with Dean McKeever, who does all the Treehouse labels, specialty labels.
Dean McKeever label.
Yeah, he's a really, really cool artist. Follow him. I think it's at Keever.
He's on Keever. Instagram.
He's on Instagram, yeah.
Yeah.
Does some really, really amazing stuff. And perfect for the Art Hop series, obviously, since he's an artist. And the name's something that we've been playing around with for a while. It's inspired by Hetty Topper, which is obviously one of
Never heard of it.
So that's something to look forward to. I'm excited about.
Nice.
Yeah.
Supposedly Ska Brewing is in all the NorCal Total Wines. I don't know if that concludes Fresno or not. We're technically Southern California, but we're often referred to as Northern California, but really we're Central California. But yep. Central California doesn't get enough respect. So we usually get lumped into Northern California. Best.
It's confusing.
I don't know if we'll get Ska Brewing here or not.
If you go to the Wahoo's website, same thing. They only have Northern or Southern California for their menus. I don't know which one we are.
Well,
there's just this blurred lines everywhere.
As your beer shows on this label, there is a north-south border and is just north of Fresno.
In Madera.
Yeah, in Madera.
There you go.
Pine and Palm features it. 99 features it. There is a border. And we are technically Southern California, even though we're on the border.
Yeah,
but we're the pine. We're Central
California. Are we California. The pine or are we the palm?
We're Central.
We're the palm.
We're the palm.
We're the palm. We're the palm.
Mm-hmm. By like a couple miles.
Yep. Only a couple miles, but still we're palm.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was saying. The ska. Look ska. Out. Well, maybe look we'll out have ska it. Brewing at
I know we've had
have
ska
brewing
before.
Have you been to Total Wine yet, Mike?
I have.
This one here?
Twice, two, three times, yeah. Right. I didn't see it. I was looking for it.
Yeah. Either,
but
You know what? I've been to Bevmo now since Total Wine's open.
Oh, have you?
It's sort of just nicer to go into Bevmo now. I have, like, Total Wine is
it's a little overwhelming.
Before Total Wine, I was like, Bevmo, all the beers warm. Screw Bevmo. Now, post Total Wine, I went into Bevmo and I was like, "Oh, this feels like a bottle shop now." All of a sudden, So
they've remodeled too. It's a little cleaner. Yeah.
They've redone their set. They have a new set, and they have more craft beer. Like they expanded, you know, the side of the wall where it was always 12 packs and variety packs. Now they have beer on that wall.
They kind of had an oh crap moment.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we better do something.
Yeah. So if anything, Total Wine is waking up our BevMo to like, oh shit, we got to do stuff.
Sucks. That's what it took, but okay.
Yeah. So check it out. That's enough. Yeah. There's others. Oh, Beer Camp, Sierra Nevada Beer Camp is about to come out in June.
Nice.
The variety pack. I'm sure we're going to do
the World Beer Camp, right?
You know, look for that to come up on the show for sure. But there's one from Treehouse. It's called East Meets West IPA. Okay. That sounds super interesting to me. There's one from Surly Brewing called Ginger Lager. Now, I'm just curious to what a ginger lager would taste
like. I
like
lagers and I like ginger, so I'm
Surly Brewing, Sierra Nevada, ginger lager. Sounds good. So I'm going to be looking out for that, the beer camp variety pack. Yep. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Looking out for Matt.
I'm looking out for Matt.
So from New World Ales is the brewing company. Blood in the Water. It is a blood orange IPA. I'm looking out for that. I know it's a little bit last year, but it looks pretty cool. And then Summer IPA from Smutty Nose. They have it's a Zeus, Citra, Sapphire, and an Amarillo. It's like a 5% IPA, so... I want to know what that tastes like. Yeah. Almost sessionable.
Almost.
But they're calling it summer IPA. So I want to know what that is.
Post session.
Yeah. So those are my looking out for us.
Wow.
I would say Pure Brewing, but we've got a recent surge of them.
We have all of it.
You'll have to listen for my Ben Cott, but I have a couple at home. There's a couple in the fridge here. We're good. Brother, you got any looking out for us?
Don't mean to brag, but
Coastal
Trip is coming up.
Oh, yes.
30 days away from some Silva Brewing.
Mm. Right.
So I'm looking out for all of the Silva.
Right, because you know when you're taking the, is that 46?
So, yeah.
41, 46, yeah, dumps you 41, off there by the 46. Chevron, which Silva's back that way.
Yeah. Oh, are they back there too?
I think they're on that side of the freeway.
The
fairground side.
The Firestone/Barrelhouse exit?
No.
Ramada Drive,
I think. They're before that.
I think if you know, there's the Denny's, the Chevron.
Oh, and that's
I think
101. So you're coming off of 101.
Yeah.
I think it's back on that side. Okay. Yeah.
46 to 101.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so yeah, just stop there onto the coastal house. Like it. Yeah.
Gonna get some crowlers.
Oh, whoa.
Crowlers. Whoa, of Silva.
You're trying to surprise Crowl right now?
Surprise Crowler.
Rare Barrel. Here's one kind of outside my box.
Rare Barrel.
Rare Barrel.
Rabah. It's pronounced Rabah.
You know, they're down the street from Fieldwork.
Forces Unseen. I love that name.
Ooh.
It's a golden sour. So I'm not too hip on the style, but I love the name Forces Unseen.
Golden sour.
That's golden shower.
Yeah, what? Golden shower. Maybe that's why I like it. I don't know. And then here's a looking out for Recco for Mikey.
Oh,
Bell's Brewing's Poolside.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
I think I had that in my looking out for.
Did you have that already?
Feels like it. I don't know.
Feels like I should have it.
Should have. If I didn't, I better have. I'm going to be all poolside. This weekend starts pool season.
Is it pool season?
Yep. It's on.
Nice.
According to my daughter, she's been in the pool like 20 times already. It's not been hot.
It's amazing that the youth is like, it's 86 degrees outside. I'm going to go in the pool. And you're like,
I'm not coming with you. No. Sorry. I will watch you.
It's still 62 degrees.
I'll watch you get blue lips and go, it's fine. That's all you're looking out for.
That's the looking out for.
Yeah.
Is there something still like high level beer trader, Mike Cruz? Is there something you haven't had? Is there something you have to look out
for? I'm always looking out for beers that I guess I have to trade for.
Yeah.
But
other than those Cantillons, your wedding date Cantillons?
Right now, I'm on the hunt for some Hill Farmstead Flora Batch 7.
Hill Farmstead Flora Batch 7. What is that one about?
It is their Florence aged in wine barrels. For some reason, they haven't released it in a few years.
Hmm.
They're already on Batch 7. But
we know a guy at Hill Farmstead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know him so well.
Mike should be hooking you guys up. Hill Farmstead's like probably one of the most sought after breweries for trading in the country.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
We don't try to bug Mike anymore.
I brought a Hill Farmstead.
We bugged
here.
Him.
Oh, oh what? Yeah. Never heard of it.
It's
the last one I have in my little
Goodies. Well, we're not gonna let you leave with it, so but
Yeah, so there's a few beers I guess I'm on the lookout for, but more in the trade forums on the lookout for.
He's laughing at how I'm opening this crowler right now.
Is this the elusive 24-ounce crowler?
Yeah, that's a nice stubby-looking one. I haven't seen those yet.
This is from Single Cam Slam, donated the show. This is Peanut Butter Porter from, what is it? Dangerous Man Brewing Company.
Whoa, that is dark.
Well, it is a porter.
Yeah. He sent us a note with it. Enjoy this Dangerous Man Peanut Butter Porter. It is by far the most highly rated and talked about craft beers in our state at the moment. Enjoy and keep up the good work.
It's a 750 milliliter.
Paul B, aka Single Cam Slam. It is a weird looking crowler size. Yeah. So this is the most talked about beer in Minnesota right now.
Well, I'll be.
Oh, that's peanut butter.
There's definitely that peanut butter nose. Belching who?
Oh,
wow.
Matt said that.
Is a post-it note on there?
I'm sure that's not factory.
No.
That's probably aftermarket.
That would be funny if it was.
This is actually not bad.
6.1 ABV?
This is different than I expected. It's still good, though. I'm not even getting alcohol in this, almost. It's like... It's
like liquid peanut butter?
Yeah. Chocolate?
Nutella?
Yeah, it almost reminds me of hazelnut. Almost.
A little bit.
Not really.
Oh, not really, though.
Ooh.
This is pretty interesting. I get all the talk.
Which is good.
Matt's like, I need to kind
of... I need to investigate this a little bit more. That though,
yeah, very quickly. I mean, we could fill up the whole freaking podcast with Bincott, but we won't. I'm Dorktown on Untapped. If you want to find me on Untapped, that's me on Dorktown, or you can look up Mikey Top Oil, that'll get you there as well. Let's see, something interesting. Well, I don't think we mentioned this in the, for the tailgate beer, the New School IPA from XL Payro from Southern Tier Brewing.
Mm.
New School. That was good. I usually don't like East Coast take on IPAs.
East Coast anything? Yeah,
cool. But we also had another one we didn't mention during tailgate, the Patsy from Barley Forge. Somebody donated that Barley Forge. I want to say it's Greg, or it could have been Fontana Jim as well, or something. But somebody I appreciate it. We don't know who it was. I've been having I had a 6-pack of baked goods from Clown Shoes.
Nice.
Not.
It's actually a decent beer from Clown Shoes.
Hey, for $9.99 for a 6-pack, I'll endorse it. I'm endorsing it. Leo versus Firestone Walker. That's not the worst 4-pack you'll ever have. I went up to Southgate for Mother's Day. Luckily, producer Becky loves Southgate's food. Mm-hmm. She's sort of indifferent to the beer, but she likes the food. So that's good enough for me. So let's go up to Southgate. I had one I had never had from Southgate called Yoga Pants Pale. It's a Yoga Pants Pale. That's a really good beer. I'm endorsing that. It's sort of an English style IPA or pale, and I didn't have a problem with it. It wasn't too Englishy. Tioga Sequoia's XPA. Mm. I had that. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but Tioga Sequoia's an XPA. I had 6-pack of that.
Nice.
Didn't hurt me. And Mission Brewing IPA had had that at Eureka Burger.
Mm.
And I had, it's been a long time since I had the Mission IPA. And
me too.
And I was like, all right, give me that Mission. I haven't tried it for a while. It's solid. Better than I remember it being. Faction Pale.
Mm.
I had that. Mm. A bottle of that.
The Faction Pale is solid.
Yes. I don't disagree with this. Walk of Shame from Pine and Palm. I had that in the library.
So the beer, yes. Or the beer or the action?
Tasting really good. No, I've never had library action. That's some pretty cool action. And during our Get It at Spokeasy, I had a Speedway Stout. Mm. Somebody gave me a Speedway Stout. I remember that. That was one of the things I had to give it. Get it. But that's enough.
You're welcome.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Bearded Brewer 87 on social media, including Untappd. What have you been caught drinking?
Greg Misty Beer Talk sent me a package before the package that he sent today.
A package before the package.
Yeah. Package before.
And he's like, oh, package. He's all, by the way, I got around to sending these, and I'm sending you another package. But I had the Citra Pale from Pure Brewing. Beautiful beer. I could always deal with beers not being foggy, but it was. Uh-huh. But it was still a good example of a Citra and a pale ale. I was at Spokeasy trying to decide what beer to drink, and I just, out of pure luck, I was like, screw it, I'll just have a Booming Rollers. It was Canon 427, so they're still fresh, still coming to town, still happy about that. I popped open one of the – I'm going to bring it next week, but I didn't bring it this week because we have too much beer, but I opened up a Juice Spring Sting, and that was actually
– I saw that.
That was actually
– I was like, you better bring that, man. I was thinking in my head – like, you better bring that. We're talking about that beer.
It was a pretty good beer. It wasn't, it was pretty good.
The label, it's label by.
I may or may not have been testing out the Crowler machine.
Oh.
And so I may.
Quote unquote Crowler machine at Taiga.
I may have brought home a Mount Whitney XPA Crowler.
Ooh.
And did a little research to see
that,
if I did
it. How did that work out?
It was pretty good. It's pretty good. I'd say I'm pretty happy with how the Sherman came out this evening, but
did you clock in when you drank that at home? You're like,
research.
You're like, hey, yeah,
research.
This is part of my day.
Now they pay me in celery. I'm always on the clock or off, whatever it is. And then obviously we had a Get It at Spokeasy last week, so
just
I popped open
it. Not a recording an episode just to get it.
Popped open a Midnight Rush for that occasion. That beer is still tasting pretty phenomenal, as you guys may remember. And then
I remember the original Midnight Rush from earlier, a couple hours ago.
Yes. A friend, the podcast, and of myself, Shayna, she was house sitting, and I just happened to peek
half
in
the
fridge.
Clam jam?
Happened to peek in the
she
fridge.
She was house sitting your house?
Not my house. Somebody's house.
Will she house sit my house? Can I get?
Yes. Clam?
Oh, wow.
She would.
To have professional house sitter.
Yeah, professional house sitter. Nice. And she had some fat tires in the fridge, and I was like, whoever's beers these are, I'm drinking them.
Buy
them
for
like,
you.
And she's all, they're mine. You could have them. I was like, so yeah, I was co-house sitting, drinking fat tire. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt will take fat tire payments.
That is a beer setting. That I love.
You can pay him in fat tire.
Sure.
Did you hear that, Tioga? He can pay Matt in fat tire. Just pay him in fat
Firefall
tire.
Firefall Red, I'll drink that from Tioga.
Don't give him benefits, just give him fat tire.
I like a good red.
The dad beers.
Yes, give me all the dad beers that you have.
Oh, you like Coors?
No.
Tan cans?
No.
Well, that's my dad's beer.
Oh.
The Nick 80 on Untappd. The Nick 80.
Also known as Note Beer.
No, so at one time known as. I don't know if this is real right now.
He's looking at Untappd like, I don't understand this.
No, not
did
that.
Did I really drink this?
There is like a sling of posts on social media saying Chris Cornell died right now.
What?
And that's I'm trying to find out if it's fake.
That has to be
fake. It has to be fake, because that's fucking weird.
I'll research that. You tell me what you've been drinking.
So, library beers. Some XPA from Tioga Sequoia.
That was my decision, by the way.
To bring the X?
The X to, yeah. That
was a fair choice event. For yes. That event, yeah.
Yeah.
What else? A Saison from Full Circle was there. Mm-hmm. Library Beers.
That Saison ticket holder?
I think that's what it was. It was a some kind of, was a mango or apricot or I can't remember the fruit that was associated with mm-hmm. that. The Walk of Shame from Pine and Palm. Let's see. After that, we actually hung out at Full Circle on Saturday for the Blues and Brews jam. My father-in-law was playing for that. Had the Underground Chinatown Imperial Stout.
I heard that was good. Is that the one with the coffee?
It does have coffee, yeah.
I've heard some good stuff about that. I haven't had that one personally.
It was okay. I think I wish it didn't have the coffee.
Okay. I love coffee.
I do too. And I love stouts and I love coffee. And this one, I was like, maybe I just had it in my head that I wanted a stout at that moment, not mm-hmm. a coffee stout.
Yeah.
Not a bad beer. You know, a huge difference from what they were in the previous Full Circle lifetime.
Yeah.
But.
I haven't had it, so I can't attest to anything. But
no,
I'm just from a good. Couple people.
Yeah.
Said, hey, yeah, it's good.
They do. They're doing a lot of the northeastern style IPAs right now, and I don't know why, but I'm kind of over that. So I stuck to the stout for most of the evening. I had the Dr. Lupulin, the triple IPA from Revision Brewing. That was okay. That's good. It was good.
It's good. It's not okay. It's good.
It was just okay.
All right.
The what?
I have not had the
what and the pale ale were much better.
Yep.
That pale ale is solid. Really good. Yeah.
Very solid. I'll have
to talk to Jeremy about that.
Yeah. Put in a word for me. The triple. I think he rushed it. I think he rushed it just to get it out.
That could be a thing.
Yeah. Because all of a sudden, like all of these Revision beers were. In the market.
All at once.
Like, all at once.
Yeah. Yes, there's a lot. He has a lot.
Well, they just,
I was like, wow. Like, several different IPA variants. Like, wow, dude, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And by the way, the Associated Press is saying that Chris Cornell has died, so
probably this is
apparently a thing.
What the fuck?
wow.
Breaking news.
Yeah, now that you're listening to this, you're very aware of it. Friday
for a Wednesday.
Yeah, Friday for a Wednesday news.
Yeah.
We're a
couple days too late.
We're recording as this Cornell thing is happening, and you're very aware of it now, so.
Holy.
That is, I don't understand.
I don't believe it. Like, I just don't believe it.
It's Associated Press.
No,
I know.
People who should know are posting about it. That's what made me question it.
Okay. Do you even use Untappd, Mike?
You know anymore? What? I use it less often than I did, but
what's your social media handle?
The Beer Prophet.
The Beer Prophet,
yeah, which is on.
How did you do that? That's a pretty solid handle to get.
It's because I've had it for a while.
Because before everything exploded, you had the Beer Prophet.
Yeah. It started me and some of my sales reps, we kind of all wanted to create beer themed names. There's nothing to do with me actually prophesizing anything. It's more of an advocate for beer. Did it in 2012 and I've had it for 5 years. And then since then I've changed all my other handles.
You've
yeah.
Got
and,
all handles.
So I post a lot of my stuff on Instagram, but for me, I mean, I've been drinking a lot of Tioga beer, obviously, I usually do, but Half Dome right now is, for me, just like, especially with the weather in Fresno starting to warm up.
Just a regular Half Dome?
I don't drink wheat beers, but, well, our recipe changed with the stone fruit, and we did a golf tournament end of April. And I ended up with like an extra case just took home. I've been just drinking off of that case for the past couple of weeks.
Nice.
But the Jedi beer obviously was one of the big ones I've been drinking too more recently. But outside of that, I've had a couple Hill Farmstead beers. They're kind of basic farmhouse. They're Arthur, they're Florence, and mm-hmm. Anna, which are great, amazing beers.
I'd like to have a Hill Farmstead beer. I wish I had one.
Well, speaking of said beers.
Oh.
This, to be honest, isn't probably the lead style that they're known for, but I do have an Imperial Stout from them called Twilight of the Idols.
I did not know they made those. Well, they
do. Hello?
Yeah.
What?
So, and this is, it's actually, sorry, it's a porter. I thought it was a stout. It drinks like a stout. Because I've had this before. Brewed with coffee and aged on vanilla beans. And it is delicious. So.
Nice.
I will open it with you guys.
Yes, please do. As we, I guess, mourn Chris Cornell not being around.
New York Times. And
wait for it to be fake.
And like, somebody please tell us it's fake.
Yeah, other than that, I'm at Sante or Sarah probably once a month.
Damn. Drinking
water with that.
Was that Boysenberry?
This was,
that Boysenberry. Was really good.
Delicious. This is one of, like I said, my top three appreciations, one of my top three beers from them that they make. But this last weekend, Bernice, Saison Bernice from Sante. And, Their Fooder number 2, which is a really good beer that they've had on in bottles for past, I think, 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what I've been drinking.
Nice.
I love gold!
Yeah!
Never get old.
First Hill Farmstead beer,
right,
as far as I remember. It's possible it's not,
which was as far back as last week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
So definitely within the last week, I have not had this.
Mike Sardina possibly looked at this beer at some point when it was bottled. I don't know.
Maybe
he might have touched it.
Yes. Does it feel like he touched it?
It kind of does.
Yeah. Sardine-ish.
I think he did.
It feels sardine-ish.
Yep. Twilight of the Idols.
Still a better love story than Twilight.
It's getting to Matt. Matt is now pouring it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to steal aroma before Nick gets to it.
Oh, damn you.
Steal it.
Oh, bottom pour. I see how it is.
Nick got the bottom pour.
We know boss pour to bottom pour.
Unboss pour.
So not top pour.
Cool label, too.
Oh, sorry. Cheers, guys. Cheers to 200 episodes. Thank you, everyone, for supporting us through either one or 200 episodes, however long you've listened to us. It's very much appreciated, and cheers to you. We have two new Golden Gods to talk about.
Holy
shit. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Mike Arco and Colin Salmon. Cheers to you. Dudes, thank you for being new Golden Gods, and the Golden Gods are the people that donate money to the show via Patreon. So thank you. Patreon.com/perfectpour, or if you look in the show notes, there's always links to it. If you want to donate money to the show, $5 or more, you get to listen to the tailgate, and you get early access to other stuff we do. So thank you. To Mike and to Colin, big cheers to our new Golden Gods, and just a big general cheers to everyone that listens to the show and's been listening and hangs out with us every week and talks about us and has get-its and contacts us and calls us and gives us beer. A lot of people send us beer and It's super appreciated, and I love doing this show every week, and the fact that people can people that listen to the show get together with other people's that listen to the show and have a get it, and just hang out with each other. It means everything to me in the show. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for being here and hanging out with us for the past 200 episodes of The Perfect Four. Matt, you have some cheers.
Cheers out to Bobby Toll. He was our
Bobby.
He was our favorite Whole Foods craft beer guy in town. He moved out of town for a different Whole Foods. And then he got a job as the nighttime zombie brewer. But he announced recently on his social media that he got a promotion to an official brewer. So he starts training, and he's going to be in charge of a 250-barrel brew system. So congrats to him. That's a
250?
That's a hell of a – yeah.
Log it is?
Yeah. That's a hell of a thing to be in control of.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of beer, bro.
Yeah.
I don't care who owns it. It's a lot of beer.
Don't spill it.
It's a lot of responsibility. Yeah.
Just spill it. Don't F it up, man.
That's 7,500 gallons for people that don't know what a beer
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I knew, but yeah. You know, it's good that you told everyone else.
I drink
yeah.
that in a week.
So, cheers. Nick, cheers. You have some cheers.
Nope. Just kidding. I'm sad. Bike month is happening. So let's do some bike cheers.
All right.
A number one. Bike Dog Brewing, of course.
Oh, there you go. Of course.
Duh. That
makes sense.
Duh. We haven't had anything from them.
We have not, but they're still doing bikes and dogs and beers.
But they're still doing it.
We have We Bike for Beer. It's a job I want. And locally, we have the Fresno Bike Party doing a bike get it at Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah, we do.
Friday the 19th.
Yep.
Get your bike racks
today.
Ready
today because we tonight. Record. Are this you
guys
live. Ready?
Did you guys prepare for this?
Yep.
Are you guys ready for all these bikes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn bikes!
You've seen our new bike ride.
I haven't used it yet. I need to ride down there. I need to. Yeah. Actually, I finished the California Classic, and the bike rack was nowhere to be found.
Was it?
You can talk to your brother.
You guys
about
hide
that.
It.
Yeah, they hid it.
You guys
hid
it.
Was that before we had it?
No, you guys had it.
You guys put it away?
You put it away. Because me and Silviano were sitting there going, where's the bike rack? I don't know.
You guys moved the bike rack around?
He's all, move it around.
Oh.
I just put it inside. I was like, okay, I'll put my bike inside.
I try to keep the bike rack near the front, but I'm not the only one that knows how to drive a forklift. That's all I'm saying. I try to say, hey, we like bikes. Please come here.
Nope.
That's my motto.
Finish line at Tioga. Bike rack? No.
Including a Michelob Ultra.
Yeah. Hence why I made
calories,
bro. So I hit the finish line and made a left instead of a right. Yes. I wanted a good beer, but no bike rack was to be found.
Yeah.
That's changed. It's out there now.
Their music playlist for that California Classic, man.
It's very inspiring.
But that's the thing. You pull up to like one or two songs, but we have a good solid 4 hours of that. And it's all upbeat.
It's a solid loop.
Yeah, it's YMCA.
I have the tiger.
I have the tiger.
Yeah. Welcome to working in a grocery store.
Yeah, that's probably similar.
Yeah.
So anyways, cheers to the Pedal Junkies, our local bike polo group. And also beer supporters. In LA, they have the Fixed Gear Beer Crew. They ride fixies and hang out at cool beer spots.
Dave and Fixie, bro.
And our local bike themed drinking establishment, Spokeasy. So ride your bike.
Awesome.
Thank if you don't ride your bike for any other reason, May is bike month. Ride your damn bike.
Yes. And thank you for riding me. Thank you to JVox who took care of us during our Get It. Not really recording episode 200 at Spokeasy. So thank you to Jason, aka JVox, for being rad. I was so happy that he was the one bartending that night. when I walked, I had had this big box of stuff for the recording, and I didn't know who was working that. I'm walking in there like way before anyone else was going to show up. So I'm like, what's going to happen? I opened up and I saw J-Vox is there. I was like, oh, thank God. Cool. Mm-hmm. He'll be cool. He'll know what's going on. And I walked up to him. And I was like, do you know, like, we're going to be here tonight? And he's like, oh, yeah. Everything's cool, man. I was like, oh, good. So J-Vox, big cheers to J-Vox. Any more cheers? Mike, you want to give some cheers? Any more cheers? Anyone? Before we get it out of here.
I didn't take notes like you guys.
That's oh, man. Right, Mike.
But I mean, since I'm the guest on the show tonight, and obviously you've gotten some calls cheersing you guys for 200 episodes, I definitely want to say cheers to you guys for doing what Damn. You do. Oh. It makes a big, big difference in the beer community. And I'm glad 200. That is like, that's seriously... I mean, I think I was on maybe episode 15, 12.
Yeah, you were early on.
Like that. Very early, you know. So yeah,
a couple times though.
Yeah. And I'm glad to have shared some new experiences with you guys, and I look forward to seeing how you guys grow even further. So, cheers to you guys. Seriously,
cheers to you, Mike, for helping us out. And I told this in 199, where I was like. It was sort of on Dorktown. We were talking about craft beer so much, and I was like, maybe we should do a beer podcast. I was like, there was like three beer podcasts at the time. I'm like, nah, there's too many.
Saturated.
There's too many. And you were like trying to get people to like, you know, trying to pop up Fresno's beer scene and get educated. And you're like, hey, you should do a beer podcast. That, you know, I'd really, you know, really like it if you did that. And I was like, I don't think so, man. I don't think it's going to work, dude. Sorry. later, Mike.
What do you know?
Yeah. What do you know, Mike? And it was really your trying to push us to do it. It made this happen. I really don't know if it would have happened or not if you hadn't done that, Mike. So I'm glad that you're here for the episode 200 and I appreciate that you have done and what Tioga has done for the local beer community. And I'm just happy that all of us are still here and doing well. Looking forward to what's going to happen.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Thanks. Cheers. Cheers
to you. Yay. Perfect Pour. Thank you, everyone, at Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias.
Mm-hmm.
The Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87, Mikey Top Pour. And
the beer prophets.
The beer prophet. Everyone follow those things. And thank you for listening to the Perfect Four 200. Yay! Pretty sure.
Pretty sure it's there.
Pretty sure it happened.
Yep.
Sunburns, thank you for 200 episodes of the Sunburns.
Sunburns,
man.